Hebrews chapter 7, part 1. This message by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered in the evening of September 15, 1957, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. 希伯来书第七章第一部分。这篇信息是威廉·玛丽安·伯南汉弟兄于1957年9月15日晚上在美国印第安纳州杰弗森威尔的伯南汉堂传讲的。
Right. And did your joy sing? Did you know that's a miracle in itself? That little girl, how can she think of all that? And each night she has this a new one. How she can think of all that. That's a really a little mastermind.Lord bless that child.
今晚我听见乔伊斯在唱歌，你知道那本身就是一件奇迹吗？那个小女孩，她怎么想得出所有这些？而且每天晚上，她都为我们准备一首新歌。能想得出这些，那女孩真是个智多星呢。愿主赐福给那个小女孩。
Now, tomorrow at 2:30 at the funeral home in Charleston, Indiana, our dear departed sister, Sister Calvin, we give her the last respects to her at the funeral home and at the grave tomorrow afternoon.
明天下午两点半，在印第安纳州的查尔斯顿，我们要在那里的殡仪馆向去世的科尔文姐妹致以最后的告别敬意。这个活动明天下午在殡仪馆及墓地举行。
One who once lived as you are tonight and passed beyond the veil where you will sometime. And all who wish to attend this service, why, is welcome to come.
一位曾和你们今晚一样的活着的人如今过世了，跨越了帷幕，进入了一个将来你们某个时候也都要进入的地方。凡愿意参加科尔文姐妹葬礼的，我们都欢迎你们来。
It'll certainly be a great help to the Calvin family to know that the tabernacle here where they have all went to church for so long and so forth, well, we'd be glad to have you come up.
这对科尔文一家来说肯定是个极大的帮助，让他们看到他们长期以来所去的这个教会的人们都会出席。我们欢迎你们来参加。
And I thank our dear brother McKinney, the one who preached my brother's funeral,Many years ago, as the main part of the funeral, and I've been asked to come and help him and, in the funeral services.
我想我们亲爱的麦基尼弟兄，也就是许多年前曾在我的弟弟的葬礼上讲到的那位弟兄，他将是这次葬礼的主要讲员。我已被邀请参加并帮助他一起主持这场葬礼。
Now, I'm just a little late tonight.Got so many irons in the fire, I don't know which way to go. There's so many calls and these wrecks and accidents and people calling, coming.
我今晚是迟到了一会儿，我有一大堆事情要处理，简直不知道如何是好。有很多的电话要接听，说这里出了车祸或者那里出了事故，人们给我打电话或者来找我。
I just left Louisville a few moments ago to get back here quickly.And leaving several calls, it's real strenuous and must be made, I guess, yet tonight.
我刚刚才离开路易维尔就赶到这里来，有好几个事项是很紧急的，我估计今晚必须把它们处理好。
And now, pray for us as we go along. And this morning, I never did get to my text, to the seventh chapter of the book of Hebrews.
请为我们接下去要做的一切事情祷告。今天上午我没有讲到主题，也就是希伯来书的第七章。
And while we're turning to it tonight, I want to make the announcement about Brother Grim Snelling's meeting up at the tent up here at the end of Brigham Avenue.
在我们进入到今天晚上的主题之前，我在这里先做个通知，就是关于格里汉·斯奈林弟兄的聚会，它是位于布雷汉大道的尽头处。那里将有一个帐篷聚会。
The Lord willing, I want to be back Wednesday night, and there we'll set a certain night that we're going to go up as a delegation this week sometime to visit Brother Graham in the meeting.
如果主愿意，我想星期三晚上再回来，然后我们决定某个晚上，我们组织一个代表团去参加格里汉弟兄的聚会，也许是这个星期里的某一天。
And he's says having a nice crowd, and he'll appreciate us coming for this help.
人们会说参加人很多，他会感激我们的到来和支持。
Brother Graham Snelling, any of you attending the meeting or wish to, it's just at the end of Brigham Avenue up here. Anyone can tell you where it's at, right at the end of the playgrounds, the tenth setting.
格里汉·斯奈林弟兄，你们中间有任何人想参加的话，那个聚会点就在布林汉大街的尽头处，到那里谁都可以告诉你确切的地点，大帐篷就安在那里操场的一角。
He appreciates your cooperation because we as a tabernacle have pledged our cooperation with him 100%. So we're trying to help.
格里汉弟兄非常感谢你们的合作，我们作为一个教会已经表明我们将100%的与他合作，因此我们要尽力去帮助他。
Now,Then soon we're coming down to the place of, the Lord willing, to the 11th chapter of Hebrews in a few nights, God willing. And there I think we're going to have a great time also.
好，如果主愿意，我们很快就要进入讲题了。如果主愿意，我们几个晚上之后要学习希伯来书的第11章，我相信我们将会度过一段美好的时间。
Oh, the Lord blessed us this morning in a marvelous way.
Amen.
How he did pour out his spirit upon us. And now tonight we're expecting him to do it again.
Amen.
And Wednesday night and on.
今天上午主真是以奇妙的方式祝福了我们。他的确是将圣灵倾注到了我们身上。今天晚上我们期望神再一次向我们做同样的事，还有星期三晚上等等。
And the nights that I miss, Brother Neville will be here to pick it right up if I'm out. I never know what I'm going to do. You might be here this hour, and another hour I'll be called to California. See, you don't know just where the Lord will send.
我不在的几个晚上，内维尔弟兄会在这顶替我。如果我外出的话，我从来不知道下一步我要做什么。这个小时，你可能在这儿，而下一个小时，可能有电话叫你去加利福尼亚。瞧，你不知道主究竟会派你到哪里。
That's reason it's hard for me to make itineraries and say we'll do so and so. I can start to do a certain thing. The Lord sent me somewhere else. See, so we don't know just what He'll do.
这就是为什么我很难拟定行程计划，说我会这样，我会那样的原因。我可以开始去做某件特定的事，而主却派我到别的地方。瞧，因此。我们不知道神下一步会做什么。
But if the Lord is willing, we said. I think we're commissioned, they're commanded that in the Bible.
Amen.
If the Lord is willing, we'll do so and so things.
Right.
但如果主愿意，我们常这样说。而且我认为，我们是像圣经里所说的，是受委派的，是受指挥的。如果主愿意，我们会做这做那。
So if we don't happen to make appointments that we or fulfill appointments, we feel that maybe the Lord wasn't willing for it to happen.
因此，如果我们没有做某些约定，或某些约定没有实现，我们会觉得可能是主不愿意事情像那样发生。
The other day we were detained, Brother Roberson and Brother Woods and myself, and we wondered why, sitting there looking at a map, coming right down, and we drove 50 miles right straight back north again on a road.Now, I've been traveling on the highway since I was about 14 years old. And I wonder how I ever done it.
有一天，罗伯森弟兄、伍德弟兄和我，我们的计划受阻，我们就在想，这是为什么？我就在那里查看一张地图，我们的车直朝前开，我们开了50英里，结果又朝直接向北的一条路开回去了。我从14岁以后就开始在这条高速公路上开车，我也不知道怎么会发生这样的事。
We were standing there, all three of us. We've all traveled the highways, looking right at a map, keeping on 130, coming through Illinois, and made a little slight turn, not noticing that the sun was behind us instead of front of us. We was going north instead of south.
我们三个人 就这样站在那里。我们可都是在这些高速公路上开车的老手啊，手里拿着那张地图看，一直沿着130号公路开，穿过了伊利诺斯州，就稍稍拐了一个弯，没有注意到，哎，太阳到我们后面去了，而不是在我们前面。我们是朝北，而不是朝南开了。
First thing no cross road, I said, this ain't the right road. Look down there, come to find out, we were 50 miles out of the way, going right straight back.
越过了那条路以后，我突然意识到了，我说这路不对。往那下面一看，发现错在哪里了。我们已经走错了50英里，我马上就转了回来。
Then when we come back, we were talking. I said, you know why? We, the Lord, might have bypassed us this way to keep from having a horrible accident down here somewhere. That might have done something otherwise. We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. That's all we have to keep on mind.
我们回来时，我们就了解了这件事。我说，你知道为什么吗？我们主可能使我们因此避免了发生在正确路线某处的一场可怕的车祸或者其他的事。我们知道万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，这是我们必须永远记住的。
Now tonight we're starting now for a little teaching lesson, and if I don't think we'll get down, maybe we will tonight, to this is a great chapter of teaching on tithings.To the church.
今天晚上我们要开始讲解圣经。如果我认为我们不会讲到这个题目，也许我们今天晚上会，是有关教会十一奉献教导方面的重要的一章。
And it's a great subject, which we could stay on it for weeks and weeks on that one thing, how Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek, and whether it's essential.
这是一个大课题，我们可以就这个题目用几个星期来讲解，讲到亚伯拉罕怎么向麦基洗德奉献所得的十分之一，以及十一奉献是否是必要的。
Is this fan hurting anybody back? I would rather have it off if it's hurting anybody blowing in their face. Any of the fans, if it is, just raise your hand. And, or just send one of the ushers, send someone up to the brother here, he'll snap it off for you.
坐在后面的人是不是觉得这个风扇太强了？你们要不要把它关掉？如果有任何人觉得风扇太强，或者有直接风吹到脸上难受的话，请举手，可以派一个领座员或者什么人到那位弟兄的领座位那个地方，为你把风扇关掉，好吗
？And I kind of keep it off of myself. I get hot, and I get the sweating, and the first thing you know, I'm hoarse. So it's on you. So it won't bother me in any way.We want you to be comfortable now.
我自己是离风扇远一些好，因为我会感到热流汗。你知道接下来我会怎么样吗？喉咙嘶哑。关不关随便你们，无论如何不碍我的事，我们只是想让你感到舒服一点。
We're not going to try to take too much of your time, but just go to look straight into the word, and before we do it, let's speak to the author just a moment.
我们不想占用你们太多的时间，只想直接进入神的道。在这之前，让我们先跟圣经的那位作者说说话。
Our Heavenly Father, we do not know what's in store, but only thing that we do know and are persuaded that good things lay before us.
Amen.
For it's written, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what God has for them in store that love Him.
我们在天上的父，我们不知道你为我们预备了什么。但我们的确的知道而且确信，摆在我们前面的是些美好的东西，因为经上说，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
We pray that you open the windows of heaven tonight in your storehouse and give us thy word that will be something that's suitable, something to increase our faith as Christians and make us more settled on the gospel than what we were when we come in.
神呐，我们向你祈求，求你今晚就打开你天上仓库的门窗，将你合宜的道赐给我们，也就是那些能加添我们这些基督徒的信心的道，以便使我们比以往任何时候 更能扎根在这福音上。
Grant it, Father. May the Holy Spirit take the Word of God and deliver it to each heart as we have need. In Jesus' name we pray, thy beloved Son. Amen.
天父啊，求你应允，愿圣灵将神的道带到我们每一个有需要的人的心中。奉你的爱子耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
Now this morning, and leaving the last verse for the sixth chapter, so we can go right into the seventh.
今天上午我们结束了希伯来书第六章的最后一节，因此我们可以直接进入到第七章。
Where are the forerunner for us has entered, even Jesus made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
做先锋的耶稣既照着麦基洗德的等次成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。
Now we're going to read the first three verses, or the first two verses, or the first three verses rather, of the seventh chapter, so we can get started right off.
我们先从头三节经文开始读，或者是头两节，还是从第七章的头三节读起吧。我们现在就开始读。
For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him.
这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司，本是长远为祭司的。他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。
To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, there's your tithings, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace.
亚伯拉罕也将自己所得来的取十分之一给他，这就是你们的十一奉献了。他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王，他又名撒冷王，就是平安王的意思。
Without father, without mother, without descent, neither beginning, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually.
他无父无母，无族谱，无生之始，无命之终，乃是与神的儿子相似。
What a wonderful statement! Now we're going to have to go back in the Old Testament to dig these great kernels out, and oh, how I love them!
多么奇妙的一个声明呢！好，我们要回到旧约，找出这些经文的精义。哦，我是多么喜爱这些经文呢
！You know, out in Arizona, we used to prospect. And we get into a suitable looking piece of ground. Mr. McAnally and myself, and we would see a place where it looked like in the little ditches, where a little drain, what they call washes.
你知道吗？在亚利桑那州，我们曾在那里勘探个金矿。我们先要看准一块地方。麦肯纳利先生和我会找一些有小水沟可以流水的地方，我们叫淘洗池。
And he'd get me down and make me rub the sand and blow it. Then rub and blow it. And I wondered why he did that.
他就叫我蹲下，让我使劲地搓沙子，接着呼呼吹它，不断地搓着沙子，不断地吹它。我也不明白为什么他要那么做。
Come to find out, to see when you're blowing, sand is light. And all, even to lead, is lighter than gold. Gold is heavier than lead. So when you're blowing, all the rest of the metals and sand and dirt will blow away, but gold will remain on the ground.
后来我才明白，当你吹的时候，沙子最轻，所有的东西，甚至铅，都比金子轻，金子比铅重。因此你在吹的时候，除了金沙以外的其他金属、沙子、尘土等等都被吹掉了，金子则留在原处。
Therefore, if you got some washings from up in here, it shows there's a streak of gold somewhere up in there. This rain has washed these little pieces out.
这么一来，你如果是在这里淘到了一些金沙，就表明这一带某处有金矿，是雨水将它们冲洗出来的。
So then we get the picks and so forth and dig the hill up almost, trying to find this gold.Bore holes in the ground, dig them out, set dynamite, blow it down, keep on blowing shafts, going down till we found to find the main vein. Now, that's what we call prospecting.
然后我们就扛一把锹什么的到山上去，几乎挖个遍，想找到那金矿。我们在地上挖些洞，把沙子挖出来，有的地方要安炸药，炸碎它们，不断的钻井。一直往下转，直到找到矿脉为止，这就是所谓的探金矿。
And tonight we're trying to take the word of God and use it by the power of the Holy Spirit to blow all the indifference and doubts away from us.
Amen.
All those little light, fluffy things that just doesn't have any foundation, doesn't have any weight in our life.We want to blow it all away so we can find this glorious vein.
Amen.
That vein is Christ.
今天晚上，我们将尽力拿起神的道，并借着圣灵的大能，吹掉我们身上的冷漠和所有的怀疑，逃掉所有那些轻浮的、毫无根基的、在我们的生命中无足轻重的东西。我们要把这些东西统统吹掉，这样我们才能找到那荣耀的矿脉。那就是耶稣基督。
And now may God help us as we read and study in His Word. In the last previous three chapters almost, we've been speaking of hearing just now and then Melchizedek.
当我们此刻来阅读并学习他的道的时候，求神帮助我们。在前三章里，我们时不时地谈到、听到麦基洗德这个名字。
Now I think Paul gives the right interpretation for this Melchizedek, king of Salem, king of Salem. And any Bible scholar knows that Salem was formerly, Jerusalem was formerly called Salem. And he was a king of Jerusalem. Watch him.
我认为保罗做出了正确的解释。这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，撒冷王，任何一个圣经学者都知道，撒冷从前耶路撒冷从前就叫做撒冷，他就是耶路撒冷王。注意他
，priest of the Most High God, that's an intercessor who met Abraham. I want to get his genealogy, this great man, so that you'll know who he is first, and then you will go on with the story.
至高神的祭司，这是个宗保的职分，就迎接他，迎接谁呢？迎接亚伯拉罕。我要先讲一讲他这个大人物的家谱，以便呢你们先知道他是谁，然后呢我们才慢慢的进入情节。
Returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom Abraham gave a tenth part, first by interpretation, king of righteousness.
Amen.
他当亚伯拉罕杀败诸王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。亚伯拉罕也将自己所带来的取十分之一给他，他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王。
Now watch righteousness. Now we have self-righteousness, we have make-belief righteousness, we have perverted righteousness.All kinds, but there's one real righteousness. And that righteousness comes from God, and this man was a king of righteousness. Who could he be?
好，注意这个义字。我们有自以为义，有伪装的义，有歪曲了的义，有各种各样的义。但是一种真正的义，这种义是来自神的，而这个人是仁义之王，他究竟是谁呢？
He was a king of righteousness. the King of Jerusalem, the King of righteousness, the King of peace. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace.
他是仁义王，是耶路撒冷之王，是仁义王，平安王。耶稣被称为和平的王子。
And a prince is the son of a king. So this man was King of Peace. Then he would have to be the father of the Prince of Peace. Get it?
Amen.
而王子是王的儿子，这个人是平安王，那么他就有可能是那位和平的王子的父亲了，对不对？
Now let's see, get his genealogy a little further to see where we're going. Without father. Now Jesus had a father, do you believe that? Sure he was. Without mother, Jesus had a mother, but this fellow had neither father nor mother.
我们来看看，进一步的弄清他的家谱，看看我们追踪到了哪里。他无父，耶稣有一位父，你们相信吗？当然有。无母，耶稣有一母，但此人既无父，也无母。
Without descent, he never had anyone he come off of, any descent, he always was.Without the sin,
无族谱，没有任何人是他的前辈，他自有拥有，无族谱。
Having neither beginning of days, he never had any time he ever started, nor the end of life. It could be nothing else but God. That's all it could be.
无生之始，他没有任何出生的日子，无命之中。除了神，他不可能是任何人，他只可能是那位神。
Now, if you notice as we read the next verse, see? First being by interpretation, King of righteousness, that's not where I want to do the third verse, or end of life, but made like unto the Son of God.
我们读下一节，你们注意看，瞧，他头一个名翻出来，就是仁义王。这不是我要讲到的经节，第三节才是。无命之中，乃是与神的儿子相似。
Now he was not the son of God, for if he was a son, he had a beginning. And this man had no beginning. If he was a son, he had to have both father and mother. And this man had neither father nor mother. But he was made like unto the son of God.Abideth the priest continually.
看，他不是神的儿子，因为如果他是的话，他就有生之始。但这人无生之始，他若是那位子，他就必须有父有母。但此人无父无母，但他却与神的儿子相似，本是长远为祭司的。
Now, Dr. Schofield tries to say.That it was a priesthood called the Melchizedek priesthood. But I just want to take you on that just for a few minutes. If it was a priesthood, then it had to have a beginning. And it had to have an end. But this had no beginning or had an end, and he did not say he met a priesthood, he met a man and called his name Melchizedek.
斯科福博士试图解释说这是一种祭司的职分，叫做麦基洗德祭司制度。但我要在这个问题上耽误你们几分钟。如果这只是一种祭司制度，那它就会有始有终。但它无始无终，而且不是说亚伯拉罕遇到了一个祭司制度，而是说他遇到了一个人，他的名字是麦基洗德。
He was a person.Not a denomination, not a priesthood or fatherhood. He was absolutely a man by the name of Melchizedek, who was a king of Jerusalem.
他是一个人，不是一个宗派组织， 不是一种祭司职分或父亲的职分，他绝对是一个人，名叫麦基洗德，他是耶路撒冷的王。
Not a priesthood, but a king without a father. Priesthoods don't have father. And this man was without father, without mother, without beginning of days or ending of life.
不是一个祭司的职分，而是一个无父之王。祭司职分是没有父亲的。这个人是无父无母，无生之始，无命之终。
Now the Son of God, who this was Jehovah. This was Almighty God Himself. It could be no other.
与神的儿子相似，这个人到底是谁呢？他是耶和华，这是至高神他自己，不可能是别的。
Now, notice.He abideth forever. He has a testimony here that he liveth. He never dies. He never did. He never was nothing else but a lie. He abideth forever.
现在注意，他长远为祭司，他在这里有个见证，证明他活着，他从未死去，他从未死过，他除了活着没有别的，他长远为祭司的。
Now Jesus was made likened unto him.Now the reason that there's a difference between God and Jesus, Jesus had a beginning. God had no beginning.
耶稣成了与其相似者。神和耶稣之间之所以有区别，是因为耶稣有生命的开始，神却无开始。
Melchizedek had no beginning. And Jesus had a beginning, but Jesus was made likened unto him. A priest abideth forever.
麦基洗德无生之时，耶稣却有，但耶稣却与其相似，本是长远为祭司的。
Now, when Melchizedek was on earth, he was nothing in the world but the Jehovah God made manifest by creation. He was share like a theostomy.
当麦基洗德在地上的时候，他不是别的，而是耶和华神。借着创造将他自己显现出来，他是神以人的样式出现。
Abraham met him once in his tent, and as we said this morning, Abraham recognized him, and he told Abraham what he was going to do, because he was not going to leave the heir of the world blind to the things that he was going to do.
亚伯拉罕有一次在帐篷前遇见他，正如我们今天上午所讲的，亚伯拉罕认出了他，他也告诉亚伯拉罕他要做的事，因为他不想把他要行的事向这位承受地土的人隐瞒。
May I stop here for a minute to say God still has the same opinion about His church?
Amen.
You're not children of darkness, you're children of light. And we who blessed are the.Meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
让我在这里做少时的停留，讲一讲神今日对他的教会所持的观点也是一样的。你们不是黑暗之子，你们是光明之子。我们是那温柔的人有福了，他们必承受地土。
And with the God who acted to Abraham, who was to inherit the earth. And he said, I will not keep these things back from the man that's going to inherit the earth. How much more will he reveal his secrets to his church that's going to inherit the earth?
既然神向亚伯拉罕就是承受地土的说，我要做的事岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕呢？他就是那要承受地土的。那么神对那要承受地土的神的教会，岂不是要显现的更多吗？
Daniel said, in that day they run to and fro, knowledge shall increase. And he said, the wise shall know their God in that day, and shall do great exploits in that day.
但以理说，在末时必有多人来往奔跑，知识就必增长。他又说，在那日唯独智慧人会认识神， 他们必刚强行事。
But the wicked will not know the God of heaven. They know him in a form and in a ritual, like our first lesson said, but they don't know him by the way of perfection.
作恶的人不认识这位天上的神，他们只是通过宗教仪式认识神，就如我们头一次课所讲的，但他们却不认识那以完美方式行事的神。
And God can only work through perfection because He's perfect. Blessed be His name.
Amen.
It has to be a perfect channel that God works through, because He can do nothing else but work through perfection. He can't stain Himself in any way.
神只能以完美方式来行事，因为神就是完美的，神的名是应当称颂的。神一定要通过一个完美的渠道来行事，因为他只能通过完美方式行事，他无论如何都不能玷污他自己。
And then that's why Jesus came to take away our sins, that we might be perfected, that God could work through His church.
Amen.
There's where the secret lay.
Amen.
而这正是耶稣来除掉我们的罪，使我们得以完全，以至于神能通过他的教会来行事，这是神的奥秘之所在。
There's where the world's blind. There's where they want to say that you've lost your mind.
Amen.
That's where they want to say you don't know what you're talking about.
这也是世人瞎眼之所在，这也是他们想说你们疯了的原因，这也是他们想说你们不知道你们自己在讲些什么的原因。
Because the things of the Lord is foolish to the wisdom of this world, but the things of the world is carnal to the believer.
Amen.
因为主的事在世上的聪明人看来是愚拙的，而世界上的事对信徒来说是属血气的。
So you're a different person. You're living in a different sphere. You're not no more of this world. You pass from this life into a new life.
Amen.
所以你们是不同的，你们生活在不同的领域里，你们不再是属世界的，你们已经越过了这个属世的生命，而进入了一个新的生命里面。
Therefore, God reveals not to the world, not to the psychologists, not to the educated ministers, but to the humble in heart, His people who is meek. He will reveal the secrets of the great things of God to them.
Amen.
You see it?
因此，神不向那些世人显现，不向那些心理学家显现，不向那些有学问的传道人显现，而只向那些存谦卑的心的人显现。他那些温柔的子民，他要向他们揭示神伟大行事的奥秘，你们明白吗？
Now Abraham was to inherit the world. Through the Abraham seed was all nations to be blessed. So God came down and talked to him in the form of a man.
看，亚伯拉罕要承受地土，通过他的后裔，地上万族都要得福，因此神以人的样式下来与他交谈。
Now God has always been on the earth. God has never left the earth. If He'd ever leave the earth, I don't know what would become of it. But God has always been here in some form. Oh, praise His name!
神一直都在地上，神从未离开过这个地球。如果神离开过这个地球的话，我简直不知道他会变成什么样子。但神一直都以某种形式在地上。啊、哦、赞美主的名。
He was with the children in the wilderness, coming out of Egypt in the form of a light. He spoke to Abraham in the form of a man.
Amen.
He spoke to Moses in the form of a man.
Amen.
He spoke to the church.In the form of a man, his son Christ Jesus.
Amen.
他以火柱的形式在旷野与从埃及出来的儿女们在一起。他以人的形式和亚伯拉罕说话。他以人的形式与摩西说话。他以人的形式，也就是我们主耶稣基督，向他的教会说话。
And he's speaking to his anointed church of the living God.
Amen.
Through vessels of clay, ye are the branches. I am the vine.
Amen.
今天，他正通过那受膏的永生神的教会，通过他的瓦器说话。你们是枝子，我是葡萄树。
God still speaking, and the world sees Jesus as you present Him. That's how the world. You are written epistles, read of all men. Your life tells what you are.
神仍然在说话。当你将主表现出来的时候，这世界就看到了耶稣。这个世界就是这样。你们是被众人所念诵的见信，你的生命表现出了你是什么样的人。
Now, this Abraham on his road returning back, we're going to go back and read about him just a few moments in the book of Genesis, in the 14th chapter of Genesis, I believe it is. Oh, how beautiful the story is here.
这个亚伯拉罕在返回的路上，我们要回到创世纪，花几分钟读一读关于他的故事。在创世纪第十四章，我相信是在那里哦，那是个多么美的故事啊。
Now we all know of Abraham, how that God called him out of the land of Chaldea and the city of Ur, and told him to separate himself from his associates.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕，神是如何将他从加勒底的乌尔城招出来，并告诉他要与他的本地本族的人分开。
God calls man or woman, He calls a separation. Now that's what's the trouble with the churches today. They don't want to separate themselves from the old carnal unbelievers. That's why we can't go any further.
神呼召男人或者女人，就是要他们分别出来。这也正是今天众教会的问题所在，他们不愿意和那属血气的不信者分别出来，这就是为什么我们不能前进的原因。
We just get in that one carnal flow and we say, oh, Jim's a good guy if he does drink, if he, and I'll go with him to the pool room, but I don't play pool. I'll go with her over to the party, they tell dirty jokes and so forth, but I don't tell any...
我们也夹杂在那些书写系的人流中，我们口里还振振有词地说，哦，如果吉姆不喝酒的话，他可是一个不错的家伙，如果他，我和他一块上上赌场，但是我不赌，我和他一起去一去社交场所，他们说下流话等等，但是我不说。
Come out from among them.
Amen.
That's right. Separate yourselfTouch not their unclean things, and I will receive you, saith the Lord. Be not yoked up with unbelievers, unequally yoked together. Don't you do it. Separate yourself.
从他们中间出来吧。是的，要将你自己分离出来。神说，不要沾不洁净之物，我就收纳你们。不要和不信者同父异轭，不要同父异轭，你千万不可以这样做。要将你自己分别出来。
And God called Abraham to separate himself from all of his kindreds.
Amen.
And to walk with him.
Amen.
Brother, sometimes it means leaving a church.
Praise God.
It meant that to Paul, he had to leave his church.
Yes.
It meant that to many.
神呼召亚伯拉罕从他的本地本族分别出来，并与神同行，弟兄。有时候这种分离就是要你离开教会，对保罗而言就是如此，他不得不离开他的教会，对很多人而言也是如此。
Sometimes it means to leave home.
Amen.
Sometimes it means to leave father and mother and forsake all.
Amen.
I don't mean to say it does every time, but sometimes it does.
有时候这种分离指的是离开家，有时候指的是离开父亲，离开母亲，甚至抛弃一切。我的意思并不是说任何时候都是这样，而是有的时候要这样。
It means that you've got to take everything between you and God and walk with Him alone. Oh, that blessed sweet communion, that fellowship that you have when you separate yourselves from the things of the world and the carnal believers who's making fun of you and walk alone with Christ.
Oh, hallelujah.
这意味着你要除去你与神之间的任何障碍，并与他同行。哦，当你将自己从世上的事物，从那些取笑你的属血气的人中分别出来，单单与基督同行的时候，那是多么蒙福，多么甜蜜的团契啊！
How many times did I thank God? He said, I'll give you fathers and mothers in this present world. I'll give you friends and associate. I'll never forleave you, neither will I forsake you. Though the whole world turns its back on you, I'll go with you to the end of the way.
多少次我感谢神，他说，我会在这个世界上给你许多的父亲、母亲、朋友和同事，我永不会离开你，也不会抛弃你。虽然这整个世界都背弃你，我会与你同行，直到那路的尽头。
What a blessed privilege that man has that challenge to follow the Lord Jesus, to separate himself from all his carnal associates, to follow the Lord.
一个人如果想要跟随主耶稣，将自己从所有属世的交际圈子中分别出来，只跟随主，那么这个人该是多么的蒙福啊！
And if any person seems not to behave themselves rightly and to present themselves as Christians, but love the carnal things, it's best for you to hunt another partner right away. That's right.
如果有人行为不妥，自称自己是基督徒，但却贪恋属血气的事，那你最好是立刻另寻伙伴。是的。
And if no one will walk with you, there's one who promised to walk with you. That's the blessed Lord Jesus. He will walk with you.
如果没有人愿意与你同行，这里有一位曾应许过要与你同行的，他就是值得称颂的主耶稣，他会与你同行的。
God told Abraham to separate yourself, and just as human as Abraham was, he took his daddy along, he took his brother's son along, his nephew, all hanging on him, and God never did bless him until he did what God told him to do.
Amen.
神告诉亚伯拉罕要分别自己，亚伯拉罕只是一个平凡的人，他就带着自己的父亲，带着哥哥的儿子，也就是自己的侄儿，他们全都依赖着他。神没有赐福给亚伯拉罕，直到他照神的吩咐去做为止。
I don't say that you're not a Christian. I don't unchristianize anyone. But I'll say this, that if God told you something to do, he'll never bless you until you do it.
Amen.
我不是说你们不是基督徒，我并不想将任何人非基督徒化。但我要这样说，如果神要你做某事的话，除非你照着他的吩咐去做，否则他绝对不会祝福你。
I'm in the pulpit tonight with one of those things holding over me. My meetings hasn't been what they should be for the past 2 years. It's because I failed the Lord.
今天晚上我站在这个讲台上，有些事仍然困扰着我。过去2年中，我的讲道聚会并不是那么如意，因为我没有按主的要求去做。
He told me to go to Africa and then to India. Here it is written right here in the back of this book right now. The manager called me and said, let them Africans go. India's ready. The Holy Spirit met me and said, you'll go to Africa like I told you to.
他告诉我先到非洲，然后去印度。这就是我写在我现在放在讲台上这本圣经的背面。可那位负责聚会的经理人给我打电话说，放弃非洲吧，印度那边都已经做好准备了。而圣灵会见我并对我说，你要到非洲去，照我所吩咐的去做。
And another year passed, and the managers, I forgot about it. He said, we're going to India. Tickets is already here. I started off, forgot it, till I got to Lisbon.
又过了一年，那位经理人，我自己都已经忘了圣灵对我讲的话了。那经理人对我说，我们要去印度，飞机票已经准备好了。我就出发了，忘记了神所说的，直到我们到达里斯本。
One night that I thought I was dying. The next morning I started to go over to the bathroom to take a bath. Oh, I was so sick I could hardly stand up. There was that light hanging there in the bathroom. Said, I thought I told you to go to Africa first.
有一天晚上，我想我是要死了。第二天一早，我到洗澡房，想去洗个澡。哦，我病得很厉害，我站都站不起来了。就在洗澡房里，那光就悬挂在那里，并对我说：“我想我已经对你说过要先去非洲了。”
My meetings has been slowly failing since that time. Though I went to India with nearly $500,000 standing there, but that wasn't doing what God said to do.
自从那次以后，我的聚会开始越来越失败。尽管我在印度时也有50万人参加聚会，但那不是按照神的意思。
And I feel that my meetings will never be a success until I go right straight back and make that thing right. No matter what I do, it's Africa first, cause you've got to do it. There lays God's eternal word laying there. I knew better than that. But I've got to go back. And I feel that this coming here is the time I'll crawl out of the shell by the help of the Lord.
我感觉到我的布道会永远也不会成功了，除非我立即回头。立即纠正那个错误，不管我做什么，必须先去非洲，因为你必须那样做，那是神永恒不变的话语。我很清楚这一点，我必须先去那里。我感到来年我会靠主的帮助重新振作起来。
This glorious old gospel who's been growing easy like an oak tree, but I believe she's about ready to spread forth her branches now. I believe it.This great message and great thing, I believe that the Lord let us shake the world again for the glory of God.
这荣耀而古老的福音，它就像一棵橡树那样一直在成长。我相信它现在已准备好要舒展它的枝子了。我相信这伟大的信息和神的伟大的事。我相信主会让我们为了神的荣耀再一次震撼这个世界。
You've got to do what God told you to do.And Abraham went right on, took his folks with him. He loved them, that's the human part. But after a while, by and by, his father died and he buried him. Then he had his nephew and then quarrels and arguments come up.
你必须按照神吩咐你的去做。亚伯拉罕蒙召出发，带着他的族人相亲，他爱他们。这是人之常情。不久后，他父亲去世了，他将他父亲埋葬了。还有他的侄儿，接下来就出现了纷争。
And finally, Lot took his choice and went down into Sodom. And you notice Abraham, he didn't fuss with Lot. He said, "We are brethren. We must not argue. But you lift up your head and you go any way you want to go."
最终，侄儿罗德按照他自己的选择去了索多玛。你注意亚伯拉罕，他并没有跟罗德争吵。他说我们是弟兄，我们不应该争闹，你可以抬头看，你可以到任何你想去的地方。
If you go east, I'll go west. If you go north, I'll go south. That's the Christian attitude. Be willing to give the other man the best of the deal. Always present it to him. Let him take his choice.
如果你往东，我就往西，如果你向北，我就向南。这就是基督徒的态度，宁愿将最好的给他人，总是将最好的呈现给人，让他去做选择。
For why? What made Abraham do it? He knew that he was promised by God that he'd inherit the whole thing anyhow.
Amen.
Amen.
为什么？是什么让亚伯拉罕这样做？因为他知道神应许过他。他无论怎样都是要承受地图的。阿们。
So then a tent or a cottage, why should we care? The whole thing belongs to us. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. It all belongs to us. God said so.
所以无论是帐篷也好，还是别墅也好，为什么我们要在意呢？ 世上所有的都属于我们。温柔的人有福了，因为他们要承受地土，所有的地土都是我们的，神是这样说的。
So give the man the best of the choice if he wants to. Maybe that's all he'll ever get. But it all belongs to you. The heirs of salvation by promise. It's all yours.
所以尽管将最好的选择让给他，如果他要的话，也许那就是他一生所能得到的一切。但世上所有的都是属于你的，你是那应许的救恩的继承人，一切都是你的。
So Sarah, the most beautiful woman in the land, she sat up there on the hillside with her husband like she should have done. She might have wore plain calico dresses or what you want to call it, while Miss Lot dressed up like a millionaire and her husband was the mayor of the city. He is a judge that sat in the gate.
所以，撒拉，那个当时全地最漂亮的女人，像一个妻子那样和她的丈夫坐在山坡上，她朴素健康，或许是穿着一条印花的棉布长裙或其他什么布料，而罗德夫人穿得像一位百万富翁，她丈夫是索罗马市的市长，她是坐在城门口的审判官。
She had everything and tended all the sewing circles and card parties that there was went on in Sodom and Gomorrah.But Sarah was more pleased to live with her husband on meager fare and know that she was in the will of God than to enjoy the riches of, or the pleasure of riches for a season. That's right. That's when God visits.
他应有尽有，他也参加在索多玛和俄摩拉成立的妇女缝纫小组和玩牌团的运动，但是撒拉更乐意与她的丈夫在一起，过着简朴的生活。他知道他这样是在神的旨意中，这比那寻得一时开心的富足生活更好。是的，神造访他们的时候，他们就是像那样的生活着。
One day you just as sure as you take the wrong road, it's going to catch up with you someday. You might think you get all right, you might think you're getting by, but you're notIt may seem like it's all covered over, but it isn't covered over. God knows everything.
Amen. 某一天，你选了一条错误的道路，你就要为此承受后果。你可能想你会没事的，你可能想你会蒙混过去，但是你并没有。似乎一切都会遮盖过去，但却遮盖不住，因为神知道万事。
He knows whether you really mean your confession or not.He knows whether you really mean that you believe him and are saved and accepted him and you are dead to the things of the world and you're alive in Christ. He knows that.
他晓得你是否真正的认错，他知道你是不是真的信靠他并且得救了，神知道你是不是真正的接受了他，向世界上的事情死去了，你是不是真的活在基督里，他知道所有这些。
Now, we notice Abraham. I want you to notice this real spirit. Oh, the whole blessed thing here is grace. I want you to read with me now from the 14th chapter of Exodus. Just a moment.
现在我们来注意一下亚伯拉罕。我要你们注意这个真正的灵。哦，这整个蒙福的都是出于恩典。我要你们跟我一起读创世纪的第14章，只需要一会儿。
Now the first thing taking place, when they got down there, Lot got in trouble. Why? He was out of the will of God.
Amen.
And if you're getting trouble when you're in the will of God, God will help you out.
Yeah.
But if you're in trouble out of the will of God, there's only one thing to do, get back in the will of God again.
Amen.
当他们在那里安顿下来后的第一件事，罗德陷入了麻烦。为什么？他离开了神的旨意。如果你是在神的旨意之中而陷入了麻烦，神会帮助你。但如果你离开神的旨意行事而遇到了麻烦，唯一能做的一件事就是重新回到神的旨意中。
Now, the kings all drew themselves together, and they figured that the plains down there was well watered, and they just go down and take this little old Sodom and Gomorrah and take it over. And they did. And when they went out and took it over, they took Lot with them.
死亡大会合，他们想那里的平原可是水源丰富啊。于是他们下到那两个古老的城市索多玛和俄摩拉，并夺取了他们。他们夺得了两个城，并在那里俘获了罗德。
Now I want you to notice the spirit of Christ here in Abraham. Now notice the 14th verse.
我要你们注意亚伯拉罕此时所具备的耶稣基督的灵，请注意第十四节。
And when Abraham heard that his brother, get it, his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house.318 and pursued them unto Dan.
亚伯兰听见他侄儿，看到了吗？他侄儿被掳去，就率领他家里生养的精练壮丁318人，直追到但。
Oh, what a blessed thought of grace, Abraham!When his brother, though fallen from grace, though was in this backslidden condition.
哦，提到恩典，那是多么蒙福啊！亚伯拉罕的侄儿，尽管他堕落了，尽管他已经偏离了正路。
When he heard that the world had caught him up, and it captured him and took him away to slaughter him.Abraham acted by the Spirit of Christ. He came and armed all of his men that was born in his house and took after them and pursued them all the way to Dan.
但当亚伯拉罕听到他被世界捆住，被掳去，并要杀掉他时，亚伯拉罕通过基督的灵就采取了行动。他武装起自己家里生养的壮丁，率领他们一直追赶到但。
And Dan is the uttermost parts of Palestine. Dan to Beersheba, from one end to the other.
但就是巴勒斯坦最边缘的地区，从但到别是巴，从一端到另一端。
And it's a type of Christ.When he saw that the world had tucked the fallen, that he pursued the enemy to the end.
Amen.
To receive back the fallen race of Adam.
这是基督的预表。当他看到这个世界已经堕落，他就把敌人追逼到尽头，然后将失落的人类救了回来。
I want you to notice the next verse, how sweet you're...The Spirit speaks to him. All right, the 15th verse now. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people.
我要你们注意下一节，看看圣灵通过亚伯拉罕说出的话多么甜美。好的。我们读第十六节，将被掳掠的一切财物夺回来，连他侄儿罗德和他的财物，以及妇女人民也都夺回来。
When Abraham took after the enemy that had took his brother, he pursued him all the way across the nation to Dan and brought back everything that he lost in the fall.
Amen.
亚伯拉罕。追赶掳走他侄儿的敌人，他一路继续追赶他们，横扫整个地区直到但，并夺回了所有被掳掠时丢失的一切。
What a beautiful picture of Christ who heard from heaven that we were lost and came and pursued the enemy all the way to hell and captured.The lost souls and brought us back and restored us to everything that we had before the fall.
Amen.
这是基督多么美好的预表啊！当他在天上得知我们失落时， 他便将士为人，一路追击敌人，直到地狱，夺回了那些失丧的灵魂，恢复了我们在失落前所拥有的一切。
We backsliders, we that was born to be sons of God, that's perverted into the sons of the devil, and made that one at the things of the world and done wrong and run greedily like Lot did, selling out our birthrights and going at the things of the world.
我们这些堕落者，原本生来是应该属神的，却已经沦为魔鬼之子，去追求世上的东西，并做错事，像罗德一样的贪婪，出卖我们长子的继承权，去追求世上的东西。
Christ came down, though fallen, God knowing in the beginning who would be saved and who would not, therefore come down and pursued the enemy through life, through death, through paradise, into hell.
基督下来了。尽管我们失丧了，神却从一开始就知道谁会得救，谁会失丧，因此他下来，经过生命、死亡、乐园，一直追赶仇敌到地狱。
And all the way from glory to hell and took over the powers of hell and the keys away from the devil and rose again and restored to mankind.That he can be sons and daughters of God again.
Hallelujah.
他一路追击敌人，从荣耀之处到地狱，他夺取了地狱的权利，从魔鬼的手里夺回了钥匙，然后他复活，并恢复了人类重新可以成为神的儿女的权利。
See the spirit in Abraham there, the spirit of Christ coming with him. Now I want you to notice a little further.As we read,
看到亚伯拉罕所显现的灵了吗？那是基督的灵在亚伯拉罕里面。我们往下读的时候，我要你们进一步的注意。
And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after he returned from the slaughter of this king of Chedorah. And the kings were with him in the valley of Sheba.Which is the king's dale.
亚伯兰杀败基大老马和与他龙同盟的王回来的时候，索多玛王出来在沙维谷迎接他，沙维谷就是王谷。
They went out. King of Sodom was brought back. His brother was brought back. The children was brought back. And here went out the kings to meet him and all soul.Here's where I want to get to the message now. Watch here.
他们出征了，将索多玛王带了回来，将他的侄儿救了回来，孩子们被带了回来，有诸王出来迎接他。还有，以下就是我要讲的信息了，注意这儿。
And Melchizedek, King of Salem, King of Jerusalem, King of Peace.Brought forth bread and wine, and he was a priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham, of the Most High God, possessor of heavens and earth.
又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接耶路撒冷的王平安王，他是至高神的祭司。他为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰。
Melchizedek, the king of Salem, also represented himself among the other kings. And notice, the battle was over. The spirit of God in Abraham of Christ that had brought back his fallen brother.Then restored him back to his rightful condition, to all that he had lost, he had brought it back.
麦基洗德，这位撒冷王，也出现在诸王面前。注意，这是战斗已经结束了，在亚伯拉罕里面的基督的灵，将他失落的侄儿带回来了，并恢复他回到他原本的位置上。他所失落的一切，亚伯拉罕为他取回来了。
And when he did, he brought out bread and wine. The communion. Can't you see who that Melchizedek was? It was God. Amen. Brought out the communion after the battle.
当他完成了这事之后，麦基洗德就带着饼和酒圣餐之物出来迎接。你们难道还看不出麦基洗德是谁吗？他是神。在战斗结束后，他带来了圣餐。
Now let's turn again to Matthew 26:26 right quick and see what Jesus said here about that. In the book of Matthew, the 26th chapter, and also the 26th verse, we want to read just a little bit here.
现在让我们快快地翻到马太福音的26章26节，看看耶稣在这是怎么说的。在马太福音中，我们要读一下26章的26节。
All right, Matthew 26:26. Then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Golgotha. Golgotha, or Gethsemane, I mean, and said unto his disciples, "Sit ye here while I go yonder to pray."
好，请听马太福音的26章26节，耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫克西马尼，就对他们说：“你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。”
I believe I've got the wrong scripture. Matthew the 26th verse of the 26th chapter. If somebody has it, read it for me. If you can find it, just a minute.This is a beautiful type here, and I don't want you to miss it.
哦，我想是我弄错章节了，是马太福音的26章的26节。如果有人找到的话，请为我读一下。等一等，这是一个美好的预表，我不要你们错过了它。
Here we are. That's got it, sister.And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it. What was it? The battle is over.
Amen.
Break it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body."
找到了，那位姐妹找到当节了。他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝福。这什么意思？战斗结束了，就掰开递给门徒说，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。
See that Melchizedek hundreds of years before when he met Abraham after the battle was over, he gave bread and wine. And here Jesus gives the disciplesAfter his hard battle was over, he gave them bread and wine.
看到那个麦基洗德了吗？几千年前，当战斗结束后，他拿着饼和酒去迎接亚伯拉罕。在这里，当耶稣结束了艰苦战斗后，他给门徒们饼和酒。
Watch, what's the future coming? And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for sins and remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom."
注意，注意那。将要来临的日子，又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说，你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。但我告诉你们，从今以后我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。
We are in the battle now. We're after our fallen brother. God before the foundation of the world saw and predestinated unto eternal life. And the things of the world got him caught up in a whirlwind.
我们现在就处在战斗中，我们在抢救我们失落的弟兄，就是神在创世之前就看见并预定将永生赐给他们的，只不过他被这个世界的事情裸到了漩涡中。
He's out into societies and classes, him and his wife, walking up and down the street, smoking and drinking and carousing, trying to find peace.
他置身于上流社会，他和他妻子在街道上逛来逛去，抽烟喝酒，寻欢作乐，想从中找到平安。
And the Spirit of Christ in us, as it would be in Abraham, we are gone after him. With all the armors of God, the angels of God encamped about, we're gone to bring back our fallen brother.
Amen. 而在我们里面的基督的灵，也像在亚伯拉罕里面的一样，我们已动身去抢救他，穿上神所赐的全副军装，四围有神的天使安营，我们已出发去将我们失落的弟兄找回来。
And when the battle is finally ended, we will meet Melchizedek again. Bless God who blessed Abraham there and gave him the blessing and give him bread and wine, the communion. And when the battle's over, we'll meet him. We who are the heirs of the promise of Abraham, joint heirs with Christ in the kingdom, shall meet him at the end of the road and take bread and wine again. When the battle's over,
当战斗最后结束时，我们将再次与麦基洗德相会，这位可称颂的神曾祝福过亚伯拉罕，赐福给他，并将圣餐的饼和酒给他。当战斗结束后，我们就要和他相会。我们是那应许的亚伯拉罕的继承人，在天国里与基督同位继承人。我们要在那路的尽头与他会合，并且在战斗结束后要享用饼和酒的圣餐。
Who is this Melchizedek? The one that had no father, had no mother, had no beginning of days or the ending of life. He'll be there to give the communion again.
Amen.
You get it?
这位麦基洗德是谁呢？他无父无母，无生之始，无命之终，他将在那里再次为我们举行圣餐，你明白了吗？
When we pull up on certain nights, when we come together and take communion from the hands of the ministers, representing that we believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, that veil his body that he was unveiled in God.
我们某个晚上相聚在一起领受圣餐，当我们从牧师们的手中接过圣餐时，那就代表我们相信主耶稣的受死、埋葬和复活。圣餐的饼代表耶稣的身体，是神隐藏在其中的幔子。
We take it as a representative. We're dead to the things of the world and been born anew of the Spirit, and we walk with the body of Christ, all the believers together.
我们领受圣餐，表明对世界而言，我们已经死去，并且借着圣灵已经重生。我们与基督的身体，就是所有的基督徒们。
When the great battle is finished and we come up again with Christ, we'll take the communion with him in the kingdom of God anew and eat the flesh and drink the blood of the grape again in the kingdom of God. Oh, there's Melchizedek. That's who he was.
当那场伟大的战斗结束时，我们与基督聚集在一起，在神的国里再一次与他同坐席领受圣餐，在神的国度里再一次吃葡萄的肉，喝葡萄的血。啊哈，那就是麦基洗德，他就是那位神。
Now let's read just a little further about him here. And the 18th verse, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. You get it? And he was the priest of the Most High God, and he blessed him and says, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heavens and earth.
再进一步读有关他的经文，我们看创世纪第十四章的第十八节到二十节。又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒，找到了吗？出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司，他为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰。
And he blessed him, and he blessed, and blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hand, and he gave him a tenth of all.
他为亚伯兰祝福说，愿天地的主至高的神赐福于亚伯兰，至高的神把敌人交在你手里是应当称颂的。亚伯兰就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。
He paid tithes to Melchizedek. Abraham gave him a tenth of the spoils. Now I want you to notice here as Paul goes on, giving a background for the coming lesson now.
他向麦基洗德交了十一奉献，亚伯兰将他所得的十分之一交给他。我要你们注意保罗接下去所讲的，他给了我下一堂讲到的背景。
And the king of Sodom said unto Abraham, Give me the persons and take thou the goods to thyself. Now the king of Sodom said, Now you just give me back my subjects and you take the goods to yourself.
索多玛王对亚伯兰说，你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。索多玛王说的意思是，你把我的臣民给我，把财物拿去。
And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, Elohim, the possessor of heavens and earth there. Most High God, the possessor of heavens and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latch.
Amen.亚伯兰对索多玛王说，我已经向天地的主至高的神天地万物的主宰以罗辛耶和华起誓，天地的主至高的神耶和华起誓，凡是你的东西，就是一根线一根鞋带我都不拿。
He didn't have a great campaign to take up money.He only wanted his fallen brother.
他不搞一场大聚会来收集钱财，他只要抢回他堕落的弟兄。
And that I will not take anything of thine, lest thou shalt say, I have made Abraham rich, save only that which the young man have eaten, and the portion of the man.Which went with me.
我都不拿，免得你说我使亚伯兰富足，只有仆人所吃的并与我同行的。
Now I want you to notice, Abraham said, I'll not take from a thread to a shoe latch. He didn't fight the war to make a lot of money, and real true battles are not made with selfish motives.
现在我要你们注意，亚伯拉罕说，凡是你的东西，就是一根线一根鞋带我都不拿。他不是为了发大财去征战的，真正的大战都不是为了个人的利益而发动的。
Wars are not fought for money, wars are fought for motives, for principles.Man fight war for principles.
战争不是为了钱而发动的，战争总是为了一些动机、一些原则而发动的。男人打仗是为了捍卫原则。
And when Abraham went out to get Lot, he didn't go out because he knew he could whip the kings and take all their possession. He went out for the principle of saving his brother.
Amen.
当亚伯拉罕出征去救罗德时，并不是因为他知道会征服那些王并夺取他们的财物，他出征是为了救弟兄那个原则而去的。
And any minister that set out under the inspiration of the King of Heaven will not go for money. Neither will he go to make big churches. Neither will he go to inspire denominations.
任何牧师在天上的君王的感召下出去传道，不是为了钱而出去的，也不是为了要办一个更大的教会而出去，更不是为了搞一个大宗派组织而出去。
He'll only go for one principle, and that is to bring back his fallen brother. Whether he gets a dime in the offering or whether he doesn't, it won't make a bit of difference to him.
他只为了一个原则，就是为了要救回他失落的弟兄。他是否得了几个硬币的奉献，这对他来说无关紧要。
Thou say real wars are fought and waged for principles and not for money.
正如我所说的，真正的战争不是为了钱，而是为了原则。
And men and women who join church and come into church to be popular because the Joneses belong there. Or they change their church from a little church to a big church. You're doing it for selfish motive and the right principle's not behind it. You should be willing to stand at the battlefront.
男人和女人来到教会，如果是为了更受人欢迎，或者只是因为琼斯一家是属于那个教会的，或者说他们要从一个小教会转到一个更大的教会，那里的动机就是自私的，没有正确的原则支持。你应该乐意站在战场的最前线。
In this tabernacle here, when things go wrong, and you men and you women will run and go over somewhere else or lay out till the little fuss of the stew is over, there's something wrong with your experience. Run.
在这个教会里，当事情出了差错时，你们男男女女就会跑到别的地方去，或者回避不来教会，直到那些小小的风波过去，那么你的邻里肯定出错了。对，是这样的。
We have a custom here. We have an order here. This church is based upon the principles of the Bible. If there's somebody you're not doing right, and you think they're not, you go to him and talk to him. If you can't reconcile him, then take some brother with you. One or two more. If he won't be reconciled then tell it to the church. And the church will dismiss him. Have no more fellowship with him. And Jesus said, whatever you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven.
我们这里有个习惯，我们这里有个规矩，这个教会是基于这本圣经的原则上。如果教会中有人做错了事，你认为他做错了，你就去找他，跟他谈谈。如果事情不能得到解决，那你可以带弟兄去，一两个，或多几个。如果孩子不能解决，那么就要将这件事告诉教会，教会可以将他除名，不再与他有什么来往。耶稣说，你们在地上释放的，我在天上也要释放。
That's the reason you have so much troubles, because you don't follow the Bible principles.
Amen.
If somebody in the church is causing a disturbance or something going wrong, it's not your duty to go talk about that man or that woman. It's your duty to go to that man or woman and tell him his error.
这就是你们为什么有那么多麻烦的原因，因为你们没有按照圣经的原则来做。如果有人在教会里搅和，或出了什么差错，那不是你的责任去论断这个男人或女人，你的责任是去找这个男人或女人当面谈，并指出他或者他的错误所在。
And if he won't hear you, take some other one with you. If he won't hear that, then the church loses him. Jesus said, what you loose on earth, I'll loose in heaven. What you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. That's the power of the church.
如果他不听你的，你就再带上一个弟兄去和他谈。如果他还是不听，那么教会就将他释放。耶稣说，你们在地上释放的，我在天上也要释放。你们在地上捆绑的，我在天上也要捆绑。 这就是神的教会的权柄。
You're an uncle, a good preacher friend of mine. He had a boy. And that boy had been going to church, his own church. He got to a place where he started running around with a little old girl who smoked and drank and carried on. Preacher said, of course, that's his business.
前不久，这有个牧师，他是我的好朋友。他有一个男孩，这男孩一直上他的教会。他后来开始和一个抽烟喝酒的小姑娘东跑西串。这位牧师说，当然那是他自己的事。
A very bosom friend of mine, a nice boy, but he got all infatuated with some young woman. And she'd been married, had some children. Her husband is living. He's afraid he's going to have that boy would marry her.
这牧师可是跟我最好的了。那男孩也是不错的。可是他却迷上了那种年轻女人。他结过婚，有孩子，他的丈夫还活着。牧师担心他们会担心他的儿子会娶那个女人。
So the brother was all tore up, and he said to me, Brother Branham, I want you to go to this certain boy of mine. I want you to talk to him.
这位牧师弟兄被这件事情弄得晕头转向，他对我说：“伯南汉弟兄，我想要你去某某地方，啊，跟我那个孩子谈一谈。”
I said, Brother, I almost called his name. You have a better way. Don't send me. If the boy is not living up and the church has saw him doing wrong, then it's a thing for the church to do this business. That's left with the church. And the church goes over and tells him.
我说弟兄啊，我几乎要直呼其名了。你有更好的办法，不要叫我去。如果这个孩子没有按规矩生活，教会也知道他做错了，那么那是教会应该做的事，让教会去处理这事，让教会去找他谈。
So he took a brother and went over and told him. And he got back at the brother. Let him know he's tending to his own business. Really the same.
因此这位牧师就带着一位弟兄去找他谈。他反驳那个弟兄，让他知道这是他个人的事，叫那个弟兄不要多管闲事。
He took another brother. Two deacons. Went over and told the boy. He wouldn't listen to it. They told it to the church.And he'd ever come for several nights to be reconciled to the church after his sin was told before the church. Then the church loosed him.
那牧师又带了一个弟兄，两个执事一起去找他谈。那男孩仍然不听，他们就把这件事告诉了教会。当他的罪在教会被公开后，一连几个晚上他也不来和教会和好，之后教会就释放了他。
About a month from then, he was stricken down with pneumonia.And the doctor said there's not a chance in the world for him to live. Then he crawled back. God knows how to do it.
大概过了一个月，他得了肺炎，躺倒了。医生说他没有多少机会活在世上了。然后他就悔改了。神知道怎么做。
We try to do it in ourselves. Oh, you're kicked so-and-so out of church. You're do this, that, and the other.Have you done your part as a church towards it? There you are. That's the way to make them crawl back. Turn them over to the devil one time.
我们试图自作主张，啊，你应该将某某人踢出教会，你应该这么做，那么做，或者其他，身为教会，你是否做了你该做的呢？这就是了，这就是使他们悔改的方法，就是暂时把他们交给魔鬼。
What Paul said about this man down there was living with his stepmother. They couldn't get him reconciled, so turn him over to the devil. Watch what happens. And in the next letter Paul wrote, this man had got straightened out. Sure, God has a way of doing these things if we'll just follow his rules.
保罗是怎么对那个和继母同居的人说的吗？他们无法让他回转。他说，把他交给魔鬼。注意后来所发生的。在保罗的下一封信里，他写道：“那个人改邪归正了。当然，对付这些事，神有他的办法，我们只需要遵守他的法则来行事。”
If something goes wrong in the church, if it's amongst the congregation, each one of you brothers, put on the deacon board. One of you deacons don't behave, the other deacons come and have a meeting. Try to reconcile, brother. Tell him what he's doing, or one of you members, whatever you are.
如果教会里出了差错。如果是出自于会众当中，你们每一个弟兄，如果教会执事弟兄中有任何人做错事了，其他的执事弟兄 就开个会，想办法叫这个弟兄悔改，告诉他哪里做错了，或者是你们当中的一个，不管是谁。
Then it's to be brought before me. If you won't do it, then come tell the pastor. Then he's loose from the church, and then let him be as a heathen and a publican. Then watch the Lord go to work on him.
要把事情当面向他提出来，如果他不听，那就告诉牧师，再不成，教会就释放他，就像对待一个不信者和税吏那样，然后就观察主怎样处理他。
See? That's when he comes back to himself. That's when he goes to crawling in. But we try to do it ourselves, you know, try to do the, everything the way we should do it. Now we never make a success.
看，在这样情况之下，他就会觉悟悔改，那时候他就会回转。但我们试图自作主张，你知道，我们试图按照我们自己的办法去做，但我们是永不会成功的。
Now, this Melchizedek, the king of Salem, priest of the Most High, met Abraham and blessed him and gave him this tithings. Abraham did, and he was the king of Salem, and he brought out bread and wine, the communion, and gave it to Abraham after the battle.After the man had been won over.
这位麦基洗德，也就是撒冷王、平安王、至高神的祭司，出来迎接亚伯兰，并祝福他。亚伯拉罕就将所得的十分之一奉献给他。他是撒冷王，在战斗结束，也就是那些人被救出来之后，他拿着饼和酒，就是圣餐，给亚伯拉罕。
Now all wars, as I say, are fought for principles.Now, if you have a little war in church, it must be the right principle. You must be fighting for the right thing. And each member of the church is supposed to do that.
正如我所说的，一切战争都是为了某种原则而战。如果你们在教会内部也有小小的战争，那么它必须是为了正确的原则。你要为那正确的原则而征战。教会里的每一个成员都应该是这样的。
Now, this teaching is for the church. That's what we're here for.That's what I'm standing here for. That's what God's word's for. It's for the church.
这个教导是专门向这个教会讲的。这就是我们此时聚集在这里的原因，也是我现在站在这个讲台上的目的。这也是神的道的目的，是为了教会。
Don't never let nothing hinder this church. If it does, you're guilty. Each one of you.And you and your different churches, if something's going wrong in your church, you're guilty because you're the overseer of that church.
千万不要让任何事来阻碍神的教会。如果有了阻碍教会的事，那你们每个人就有罪了。你们这些教会，如果在你们自己的教会里出了什么问题，那你就有罪了，因为你们是神的教会的守望者。
It ain't up to the pastor. It ain't up to the deacon board. It's up to you.You individual, to go to that brother and see if you can have him reconciled.
这不取决于教会的牧师，不取决于教会的执事们，这取决于你们会众本人。你可以去找那位弟兄，看看能不能使他回心转意。
If not, then take two or three with you, then come back. You won't hear that, tell it to the church. Then he's dismissed from the kingdom of God. God said, if you dismiss him there, I'll dismiss him here, if you went through this order.
如果不能再带上两三个弟兄跟你一起去，然后回来。如果他还不听，那就把事情呈报给教会，然后他就从神的国里被开除了。神说，你们在地上开除他，我在天上也要开除他，只要你们按照了这个规矩。
Then he'll turn the devil loose to him for the destruction of his flesh, and then he'll come back. That's right, that's the way to make him come back. If he's a child of God, he will come back. If he isn't, well, he'll go on.And then the devil will send him on to his eternal place.
然后神就让魔鬼任意对待他，毁坏他的肉体，借此他才会醒悟过来。是的，就是这样使他回心转意。如果他是神的孩子，他会回转的；如果他不是呢，那他就会继续作恶，然后魔鬼就要将他送到那个失丧的地方去。
Now the motives of it.If you just get it in for somebody, then that's different. But if the man is guilty,
要看做事的动机。如果你只是为了攻击某个人，那就另当别论了。但如果那个人有罪，那就不一样。
And Lot had went down and had backslid, though he was a Hebrew. He went down and was backslid. He was in grace, but he had fallen from it. And when he went out, and Lot was saved. Don't ever think that Lot wasn't saved. He was.
你看罗德，尽管他是个希伯来人，他却退步并堕落了。他本在恩典之中，但却堕落了。当他逃离出去，罗德是得救的。你可千万别以为罗德没有得救，他是得救的。
Because all the time when he was in the wrong place, the Bible said that the sins of Sodom vexed his righteous soul daily.
因为当他一直处在一个不义的地方时，圣经说，罗德的义心天天因索多玛的不法而伤痛。
Now his flesh was doing one thing, and what was his end? He brought more disgrace. His wife turned to a pillar of salt. He had children by his daughters.
他随从肉体，他的结局是什么呢？他招致了更多的羞耻，他的妻子变成了一根岩柱，他又通过自己的女儿繁殖后代。
So you can see what a disgrace it brought, because he had fallen from grace and never restored himself back again, and God had to take him out of the earth.
因此，你可以看到这带给他多大的羞耻啊！因为他堕落了，而且没有恢复过来，神也只好将他从地球上取走。
But still he was a fallen brother, and Abraham done all that he could do to bring him back again.And the spirit was in Abraham is the spirit of Christ that's in the church today. No matter what the brother's done, you'll do all you can to bring him back into the fellowship of Christ again. No matter what he's done, you'll try hard.
但他仍然是一个堕落的弟兄，而且亚伯拉罕也尽了他最大的努力把罗德救回来。在亚伯拉罕身上的灵就是基督的灵，他今天也在教会里，不管那弟兄做了什么。你会尽你最大的努力使他再次与神和好，不管他做了什么，你会尽力而为。
Now, we want to notice here now again, as we go on with this lesson of this Melchizedek, this great priest of Salem, and the possessor of heavens and earth.
当我们继续讲麦基洗德时，我们要再注意这里，这位伟大的撒冷王和天地之主的大祭司。
Now being first without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor ending of life, but was made like unto the Son of God, abideth the priest continually.
他首先是他无父无母无族谱无生之始无命之终，乃是与神的儿子相似，本是长远为祭司的。
Now watch.He wasn't the Son of God. He was the God of the Son. He wasn't the Son of God, Melchizedek wasn't, but he was the Father of the Son of God.
注意，他不是那位神的儿子，但他是那位儿子的神。他不是神的儿子，麦基洗德不是神的儿子，但他是神的儿子的父亲。
Now this body that he had created. It had not been brought to a woman. So with that created body, he could not, somebody had made himself to reveal himself.
他所拥有的这个身子是他自己创造的，不是通过一个女人而来的。因此，借着这个自创的身体，他不能，他创造这个身子来彰显他自己。
No man can see God at any time. God is a spirit.Mortal eyes doesn't see those things, unless it's in a form like the pillar of fire, or whatever it was, or in the form of some being that they seen by vision. But the God has to reveal himself through some way.
从来没有人见过神，神是个灵，肉眼是看不到这类东西的，除非神以某种形式，比如火柱或其他东西，或是让你通过异象看见的某种东西。但神总是要通过某种方式来显现他自己。
And God revealed himself to Abraham in the form of a man. He revealed himself to Moses in the form of a man. He revealed himself to the children of Israel in the form of a pillar of fire.
神就是通过一个人的形体向亚伯拉罕显现的。他也以人的形体向摩西显现。他也以火柱的形式向以色列子民显现。
He revealed himself unto John the Baptist in the form of a dove. You see, he revealed himself in those forms.
他也以鸽子的形式向施洗约翰显现。你看，他总是以某种形式显现。
When he was revealing himself in the form of a man as a king of Salem, of Jerusalem, not of the earthly Jerusalem, but the heavenly Jerusalem. He revealed himself in that form. He was made like unto the Son of God.
他以撒冷王，就是耶路撒冷的王，不是属地的耶路撒冷，而是属天的耶路撒冷，显现他自己。他以这个形式显现他自己，他乃是与神的儿子相似。
Now the Son of God had to come through a woman to be created here by the womb of a woman, because through that same thing come death.
神的儿子不得不通过一个女人受造在一个女人的子宫里，因为只有受造成与人相同才会有死亡。
And he could not come through creation like God did at the beginning.When God made man at the beginning, woman had nothing to do with it.
他不能通过神起初创造的那个方式来到世界。起初神创造了一个男人，女人与此毫无关系。
God just said, "Let there be," and a man came from the dust. He called him without any woman to have anything to do with it. But the woman then was in the man.
神只说要有人，那个人就从尘土冒出来。神呼召他，这与任何女人毫不相干，但女人那时已经在男人里面。
And God took the woman out of Adam's side, is that right? And then woman went and brought man through sex.
神从亚当的肋骨里造出那女人来，对吗？随后女人通过性关系生儿育女。
So the only way that God could do, he couldn't come in that theosomy, he couldn't come as Melchizedek, he had to come as a man and he had to come to the woman.
因此神唯一可以做的是，他不能以灵体的样式来到，他不能以麦基洗德的样式来到，他只能以男人的身份来到，而且只能通过女人而来。
The seed shall bruise the serpent's head, and his head will bruise your heel. Get it?
女人的后裔要伤蛇的头，蛇要伤你的脚跟，明白吗？
God had to come to a woman, and he did when he dwelt in his body of his son, Christ Jesus. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself.
神必须通过一个女人来到，当神居住在他儿子耶稣基督的身体里时，他就成就了这一点。神在基督里叫世人与自己和好。
And he offered his own blood as a sacrifice and gave his life that through that channel of death he might save you into eternal life.
他将自己的血献作祭物，他舍弃自己的生命，通过死亡拯救我们直到永生。
So God came then and he was made like unto the Son of God. See, he was a man made like the Son of God.Now, he couldn't be the Son of God because this man is eternal.
神来到亚伯拉罕那里，他与神的儿子相似，明白吗？麦基洗德成了一个与神的儿子相似的人，但他不可能是神的儿子，因为他乃是永恒的。
The Son of God had a beginning, he had an end. He had a time of his birth, he had a time of his death. He had both beginning and end.He had both father and mother.
神的儿子有生命之始，生命之终。他有一个出生的时间，也有一个死亡的时间。他既有生又有死，他既有父又有母。
This man had neither father nor mother, beginning or end of time. But he was made, this man, Melchizedek, was made like the Son of God.
而这个人，无父，无母，无生之始。无命之中，但他这个人麦基洗德却与神的儿子相似。
Now the Son of God, when he was coming to world in a form of a woman, or through a woman, in man's form, and was killed, raised up again on the third day, rose for our justification. Now he abides forever.
神的儿子来到世间，是一个男人，通过一个女人而来，而且他与神的儿子相似。 通过一个女人以一个男人的形体出现，后来他被杀，第三天又复活，为了使我们称义而从死里复活，现在他是永远长存的。
And as long as that body abides, we abide too. And because he raised up from the dirt, we'll be raised up in his likeness.
Amen.
There is a gospel story. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
只要他永远活着，我们也要永远活着，因为他从尘土里复活起来，我们也会跟他复活。这就是福音的内容，主的名是应当称颂的。
Not angels, not supernatural beings, not a bunch of feathers to flop around, but men and women.
Amen.
Amen. And in his likeness. Yes, sir.
在那日，我们带着他的样式复活，不是以天使的样式，也不是以超自然物的样式，也不是以一群基路伯的样式，而是以男人和女人带着他的样式复活起来。阿们。是的，先生。
I've often told this, I say it again, at this time it seems suitable. I was combing about this five or six hairs that I have left, and my wife said, Billy, you're getting bald-headed. I said, but I haven't lost one of them. She said, where are they at? I said, tell me where they was before I got them. I'll tell you where they are waiting for me. That's right.
就像我经常说的，这次我又在这里说一遍，看来是合宜的。我在梳着头的时候，大概只剩下了五六根头发。我妻子说：“比利，你要秃顶了。”我说：“但我一根头发也没丢失。”他说：“那你头发到哪里去了？”我说：“你先告诉我，在我得到他们之前，这些头发在哪里？那我就告诉你，他们现在还在那里等着我。”是的。
I used to be a fighter, pugilist.I was strong and big, and I felt if you set this church on my back and walk down the street with it. I tell you, when I get up in the morning now, I realize it's 40-something years has passed.
我从前当过拳击手，那时我身强力壮，我自己感觉到我壮到这个程度，你就是把这个教堂放到我背上，我也可以把它背到街上去。让我告诉你，我现在每天早晨起来，我都意识到40多年就这么过去。
See, I'm not what I used to be. I'm failing every day. As I look at my hands and think, look here. Well, I'm getting an old man.
瞧，我不再是当年的我了。我每天都在渐渐衰老。当我看着自己的手，我就在想，瞧这手，我真的变成一个老人了。
I look at my shoulders. I see I've gained a lot of weight. I used to wear a 28 on a belt to wear a 30 now. See, I'm getting old, fat.Dwelling away.
我要看看自己的两个肩膀，我觉得我是长胖了许多。从前我的腰围是28英寸，现在是30英寸。瞧，我慢慢老了，变胖了，变驼了。
What is it? I eat the same thing I used to eat. I live cleaner and better than I used to live. The same thing, but God has appointed a time for me, and I must receive it.
怎么会这样呢？我吃的是跟从前一样的东西，我住的环境比从前更干净更好，但还是会衰老。神已经给我定了一个时间，我必须接受这个事实。
But the blessed thought is that at that day he'll raise me up again.
Amen.
And everything that I was when I was 25 years old, I'll be again forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
There you are.
但应当称颂的是，将来有一天他会使我复活起来，复活成我以前25岁的样子，并且永远就是那样子。阿们。这就是了。
What does old age bother me? I beat the devil out of that for years and years. Knowing this that I believe him, this little span is a little short thing anyhow.
老年对我有什么值得担忧的呢？我将年年岁岁的战胜那个魔鬼，因为我知道我信靠神。总之，人生这一段时间是很短暂的。
If we only stay 70 years old, our promised time. What's that but misery and sorrow? What is it? Would you swap this pest house for that glorious thing yonder?
如果人生70年， 我们只活70岁，其中所有的尽都是辛酸劳苦。这是什么呢？你愿意用这个碧血坏的身子去换将来那个荣耀之体吗？
Well, blessed be the name of the Lord. Something on the inside of me met that Melchizedek one day.
Amen.
And he spoke peace to me and he gave me eternal life. And this life means nothing but a tabernacle to preach the gospel through.
Amen.
主的名是应当称颂的。有一天，我里面的某样东西使我得见了麦基洗德，他向我问了平安，并将永生赐给了我。我这个生命算不得什么，只不过是个帐篷，通过它来传福音而已。
I say this with all sincerity. These two Bibles ain't open before me. If my God was through with me preaching the gospel, I could do no more for him. My children was old enough to take care of themselves. If he wants to take me right now, amen.
Amen.
That settles it. Yes, sir.
我是非常诚恳地说这些话的，有这两本翻开的圣经在我面前作证。如果我的神要我停止传讲这福音，而且我也不能再为他做任何事了，我的孩子们长大了，他们会自己照顾自己。如果神要我现在就要把我接走的话，那我也喊阿们。就是这样，是的，先生。
What difference does it make if I'm 80 or if I'm 20? I'm only here for one thing, to serve the Lord.
Amen.
That's all. If I can still preach the gospel like I do now when I'm 80, what difference does it make whether I'm 40 or 80?
我80岁，或者我是20岁，有什么区别呢？我在这只为了一件事，服侍神，就是这样。如果我到了80岁，还跟现在一样的传福音，那么80岁或者40岁又有什么区别呢？
Amen.
There's a many men 80 years old tonight, there's a lot of children will die. One of the 80-year-old men will outlive them, any one of them. What difference does it make? It's your motives, your principles. And we're here to serve the Lord Jesus. That's all.
今天晚上在这里有许多80岁的老人，可是许多孩子们会死去。一个80岁的老人会比他们许多人活得更久，所以这有什么区别呢？关键在于你的动机，你的原则。我们在这是为了服侍神，仅此而已。
Knowing this, that this life is a vapor that a man speaks about, that once was and then is not. But if we have eternal life, God's promise he'll raise us up again and we'll take the communion with him when the days are over and we say enter into the joys of the Lord that's been prepared for you since the foundation of the world.
懂得这一点，就像某人这样说过，生命像一滴水蒸气，一会儿还在，过一会就没了。但如果我们有永生的话，神应许过我们，他要再次使我们复活。那些日子过去以后，我们要和神一起享用圣餐，他会说，快进到主的喜乐里来吧，这是在创世之前我就为你们预备好了的。
And what difference does it make here whether we have anything or whether we don't?
Amen.
Whether we're young or whether we're old?
Amen.
What difference does it make? The main thing, are you ready to meet him?
这样看来，我们拥有什么东西，或者我们一无所有，有什么区别呢？我们是否老了，或我们还年轻，这有什么区别呢？最主要的是你是否已经预备好来迎接他。
Do you love him? Can you serve him?
Amen.
Have you sold out to the things of the world?
Amen.
Have you met Melchizedek?
Amen.
Since the battle was over.
你爱他吗？愿意侍奉他吗？你已经与世界的事情断绝了关系吗？你在战斗结束后遇见麦基洗德了吗？
Bless God, about 21 years old I was, and one day I had a battle with this, that, and the other. I couldn't make out whether I want to be a fighter, whether I want to be a trapper or a hunter, what I want to be, but I met Melchizedek.
Amen.
And he gave me communion, and since then it was settled forever.
Praise God.
称颂神。当我是个21岁的时候，有一天我为这事那事以及其他的事挣扎过，我拿不定主意，我是要当一名拳击手，还是要当名捕猎员，还是要当名猎人，我不知道要做什么。但我遇见了麦基洗德，吃了他给的圣餐，从那以后一切问题都解决了。
Hallelujah. I went on his side. I've been rejoicing on the road, and when it comes to the end of the road and death stares me in the face,
哈利路亚，我走在他身旁， 我一直在那条道路上欢喜快乐，当那日走到路的尽头时，死亡就注视着我的脸，但照我现在的感觉，我将永远不会害怕他的到来。
Into the face of it, knowing this, that I know him who's made the promise.
Amen.
That's right, that I know him in the power of his resurrection. When he calls from among the dead, I'll come out from among them.
Amen.
That's right, knowing him in the power of his resurrection.
我要前进，要走到死亡的面前，知道这点，就是神已经应许过，是的，我在他的复活的大能中认出了他。当他从死人中叫出那些人的时候，我就会在其中，是的，我在他复活的大能中认识了他。
What difference does it make whether I'm old or whether I'm young, whether I'm little or whether I'm big, whether I'm full or whether I'm hungry, whether I got a place laid down or whether I haven't?
我老了也好，我年轻也好，我个子大也好，个子小也好，我饱也好，饿也好，我有地方躺下也好，没地方躺下也好，那又有什么区别呢
？The birds has a nest and the fox has dens.But the Son of Man has not a place to lay his head, but he was the King of glory.
Amen.
鸟有巢，狐狸有窝，人子却连枕头的地方都没有，但他却是荣耀的君王。
We are kings and priests tonight. What difference does it make whether we have or whether we haven't?
Amen.
As long as we got God, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors.
今天晚上我们就是众君王和祭司们，我们拥有或缺乏又有何区别呢？只要我们有神，我们就得胜有余了。我们是得胜有余的人。
We sit in the presence of God, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, taking spiritual communion from the hands of Him that testified, I was He that was dead and alive again, and I'm alive forevermore.
Amen.
Setting together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, blessed be His holy name. What difference does it make?
我们在神的面前，在与圣灵的团契中，我们从他手中接过属灵的圣餐。他曾作证，我是那位曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远。在天上，我们与耶稣基督坐在一起，哈，他的圣名是应当称颂的，其他的一切都不重要了。
They're building a palace for me over there of rubies and diamonds and silver and gold. His coffers are full. He has riches untold.
我们为什么还在乎一个别墅或者一间小木屋呢？他们在那边为我建造宫殿呢。那里有红玛瑙，有钻石，有金子，有银子。他的保险箱里满满的，他有数不清的财富。
I met him one day when I come from the battle. I laid my trophies down. I ain't fought a battle since then. He fights them for me. I just rest upon his promise, knowing this, that I know him in the power of his resurrection. That's all that matters. What else does matter?
有一天，当我打完仗归来的时候，我会遇见他。我放下我的战利品。自那以后，我就再也不用战斗了，因为有他为我战斗。我只要安息在他的应许里，我知道这一点，那就是我在他复活的大能里认识他，这才是至关重要的，其他的事都无关紧要。
What can we do? Why taking thought can add one cubic to your statue? What do you care when your hair is curly or whether you got any or not? What difference does it make?
我们能做些什么呢？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？为什么你们要在乎头发是卷的还是没有卷的呢？这有什么关系呢？
If you're old, if you're gray, if you're stoop-shouldered, if you're not, what difference does it make?
Amen.
Amen.
如果你们老了，头发灰白了，弯腰驼背了，或者不是那样，这有什么关系呢？阿门。
This is just for a spell, a little space, but that's forever and forever. And as aeons of time roll on, as the ages roll on, you'll never change and just do ceaseless eternal ages. What difference does it make?
在这地上，只不过是一段短暂的时间，一个小小的空间，而在那边却是永永远远的，即使永世万古的时间还在向前流淌。一个世纪去了又来， 你将永远也不会改变了，你是一直在他永不停息的亘古长久里，现在这些又有什么关系呢？
I'm so glad I met him. I'm so glad he gave me communion one day. That same Melchizedek that met Abraham coming from the slaughter of the kings. Certainly, the God of heaven, the Elohim, the great I am, not the I was, I am. Present tense. And he blessed him.
我遇见他是多么高兴呢，我多么高兴有一天他与我团契，是亚伯拉罕打败诸王后与他团契的同一位麦基洗德，肯定是的，天上的神，那位以罗心，那位伟大的自由拥有者，不是曾经的，是自由拥有现在时，他祝福了亚伯拉罕。
Listen here just a little further so we can get the lesson a little closer together. Now the fourth verse. Now consider how great this man was. I just think that too. Consider how great this man was.
再往下听一会儿，我们就可以明白的更详细一点了。请看第七章的第四节，你们想一想，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来上等之物取十分之一给他，这人是何等尊贵呢？我也是这么想的，想一想，这个人是多么伟大呀。
He's beyond the Son of God. The Son of God had father and mother. He didn't. The Son of God had a beginning of time and the ending of time. He didn't. Amen. Who was that? That was the Father of the Son. That's who it was.
他远超过神的儿子，神的儿子有父有母，但他却没有。神的儿子有开始有结束，他却没有。他是谁？他就是那位子的父，这就是他的身份。
Consider how great this man was. Until even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of all the spoils. Now listen closely. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have commandment to take tithings of the people according to the law, that is of their brethren, though they came out of the loins of Abraham.
先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来上等之物取十分之一给他，这人是何等尊贵呢？现在请仔细听，那得祭司职任的立位子孙，领命照例向百姓取十分之一，这百姓是他自己的弟兄，虽是从亚伯拉罕身中生的，还是照例取十分之一。
Watch this if you want to see something. But he whose descent is not contingent, for from then receiveth tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promise.
如果你们想看出点什么来的话，请注意这里，独有麦基洗德不与他们同谱，倒收纳亚伯拉罕的十分之一，为那蒙应许的亚伯拉罕祝福。
Abraham had the promise, and this man blessed Abraham who had the promise. Who was this? The sons of Levi paid tithes to their brethren, or their brethren paid tithes to them.
亚伯拉罕拥有神的应许，而这人却为那蒙应许的亚伯拉罕祝福，这人是谁？利未人的子孙向他们的弟兄收取十分之一，或说他们的弟兄向利未人交纳十分之一。
They had a commandment of the Lord to take a tenth of what their brothers made for their living, because they were the priesthood. Now that lets out the Melchizedek priesthood as you talk about right there.
Amen.
That's right.
他们领命从他们弟兄所得的取十分之一作为他们生活的进项，因为他们拥有祭司职分。这里没有包括麦基洗德的祭司职分，正如你们所谈论的，没错。
But this man, even the one who had the promise, the greatest man on earth, Abraham, met this man and paid tithes to him. He had to be greater.
但这个人，就连地上最伟大的人，一个拥有神的应许的人亚伯拉罕，当他遇见这个人时，也要向他献上十分之一。这个人肯定大过亚伯拉罕。
Listen. And without any contradiction, the less is blessed of the better, certainly. Watch you in.
请听，从来位分大的 给未婚小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理，肯定的。注意他是谁。
And here, man that die receive tithes. That's the priesthood of the order of priests and preachers and so forth. Man that receive tithe die. See? But here, he receiveth them of whom it is witness that he liveth.
在这里收十分之一的都是必死的人，那是指里面任职祭司的或者是做传道人的等等，收取十分之一的都是必死的人，明白吗？但在那里收十分之一的有为他做见证的说他是活的。
What would a man take tidings for if he, had he, if he never was born and never will die was from beginning to end and never had no father or mother or descent and owned the whole heavens and earth and all with it, why would he take tithes? Why would he ask Abraham to pay tithes?
这个人为什么收取十分之一？如果他拥有，这个人无生之始，无命之中，无父无母，无族谱，却拥有天地和其中的一切，他为什么要收取十分之一的奉献呢？为什么他要亚伯拉罕给他十分之一呢？
You see what a strict thing it is to pay tithes? Tithing is right. Every Christian's duty bound to pay tithes. It's right. Never has been changed.
你从中看出奉献十分之一是多么严肃的一件事了吗？奉献是正确的。每一个基督徒必须奉献十分之一，这是正确的。这个规定从来也没有改变过。
Now,And as I may so say, Levi also who received tithe paid tithes in Abraham. Now here's something. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
看，并且可说那受十分之一的利位，也是借着亚伯拉罕纳了十分之一。就是这里了。因为麦基洗德迎接亚伯拉罕的时候，利未已经在他先祖的身中。
What? Levi, Abraham, was Levi's great-great-grandpa. And the Bible said here that Levi paid tithes when he was in the loins of Abraham. Four generations before he ever come to earth, he was paying tithes to Melchizedek. Let it be in the name of the Lord.
什么？利未？亚伯拉罕是利未的曾曾祖父。圣经在这里说，利未借着亚伯拉罕纳了十分之一，在利未还没有出生的前四代，他就向麦基洗德交纳了十分之一。主的名是应当称颂的。
Then you that can't believe in predestination, foreordination, and you're four generations before Levi would ever come out of the loins of.Abraham was paying tithes to Melchizedek.
那么你们不相信预定论的人在这里就应该想一想了。利未还未从亚伯拉罕身子里出来之前的四代之久，就向麦基洗德献了十分之一了。
Wish we had time to run this through the scripture. If you take it over to like a Jeremiah 1:4, God said, I knew you before you was even formed in your mother's womb.And I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nations.
我真希望我们有时间来查考这方面的经文。如果你们能翻到耶利米书1:5，神说，我未将你造在母腹中，我已晓得你。你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣。我已派你做列国的先知。
Then what can you say that you did?What can I say that I did? It's God that showeth mercy. God knew us before the foundation of the world.
那么，你对你所做的有什么可夸的呢？我对我所做的有什么可夸的呢？这都是神的怜悯。神在创始之前就认识了我们。
He's not willing that any should perish, certainly not. But if he's God, he knew who would be saved and who wouldn't be saved, or he didn't know anything.
Amen.
他不愿意。一人成人灭亡，当然不愿意。但是作为神，他知道哪些人会得救，哪些人不会得救，否则他就是一无所知了。
If he didn't know who would make the rapture before the world was ever formed, then he's not God.
如果他不知道，如果他在世界未成形之前不知道谁会被提，那他就不是神了。
If he's infant, he knows every flea, every fly, every louse, every chigger that would ever be on the earth before the earth was ever formed.
Amen.
That's right. He knew all things. Before the foundation of the world, he knew us. The Bible said that he knew us and predestinated us.
Amen. 如果他是无限的，他就在世界未成形之前，他就认识每一只跳蚤。每一只苍蝇，每一只狮子，每一条螨虫，是的，他无所不知。在创世之前，他就认识了我们。圣经说他在创世之前就认识并预定了我们。
Let's settle this just once. Let's go back to Ephesians, the first chapter, the fifth chapter, the first chapter of Ephesians, just a moment. I want to read here just a minute. So that you can really understand that it's not just something I'm trying to tell you, it's something God's trying to tell you.
让我们再在这点上做个总结。我们翻到以弗所书第一章，请等一等，是以弗所书第一章。我想在这读一段，这样你们就会明白，不是我想说服你们什么，而是神要告诉你们什么，明白吗？
Now listen to this real close. First chapter of Ephesians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, the same man wrote the Hebrew letter, is writing this letter.
请认真听，以弗所书第一章，奉神旨意，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，是写希伯来书的同一个人，也写了这封信。
To the saints, this is not to the unbelievers, but to the saints, the sainted ones, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father,And from the Lord Jesus Christ,
写信给在以弗所的圣徒，这不是写给不信者的，而是写给圣徒的，已成圣的圣徒们，就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us.With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as He, now listen close now, the fourth verse, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如，注意听第四节。就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们。
Who's the us there? The church.
Amen.
He chose us in Him, Christ, before the foundation of the earth, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to His own good pleasure of His will.
这里所指的我们是谁？神的教会。神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。又因爱我们，就按着自己的意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Who did it? God did it!God knowed from the beginning who would be saved and who wouldn't be saved.
Amen.
Certainly he was not willing for any to perish.
是谁做的？是神。神从起初就知道谁会得救，谁不会得救。当然，他不愿意一人沉沦。
But he didn't send Jesus here just to see if you'd act like, well, poor Jesus, I feel sorry for him. Maybe I better get saved and approve it. No, sir.God knowed in the beginning who would and who would not.
但神派耶稣来到这的目的，不是看你们会不会有这样的反应。哦，可怜的耶稣，我为他感到难过，我最好还是得救算了，以便来证实这一点。不是这样的，先生。神从起初就知道谁会得救，谁不会。
So therefore he knew that some would, so he sent Jesus to make a propitiation for those that he foreknew. For those who he foreknew, He has called. And those who he has called, he has justified. And those who he has justified, he has past tense glorified.
Amen.
There you are.
他知道有些人会得救，因此他差派耶稣来为那些他预先就知道会得救的人做了挽回祭。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得了荣耀，这就是了。
So it's not you that keeps yourself, it's the grace of God that keeps you. You didn't save yourself for nothing you've done to deserve being saved. It's God's grace that saved you. God's grace called you. God's foreknowledge knew you.
因此，并不是你们保守了自己，是神的恩典在保守你们，不是你们使自己得救，或你们做了什么事配得这救恩，而是神的恩典拯救了你们，神的恩典呼召了你们，神借着预知早就认识了你们。
He knew that you'd be in this church this night before the foundation of the world was ever laid. If he's infant, if he isn't, he isn't God.
他在立定世界的根基之前，就知道你们今晚要在这个教会里。他是无限的神，如果不是，他就不是神了。
If he didn't know all things, he was God. If he didn't know all things, he wasn't God.
Amen.
If he's Almighty God, he can do all things. If he cannot do all things, he's not Almighty God.
Amen.
There you are.
如果他无所不知，他就是神；如果他不知道一切的事，那他就不是神；如果他是全能的神，他就无所不能；如果他不能做一切的事，他就不是全能的神了，这就是了。
So how can you say it's something you can do? It's nothing you can do. It's God's loving grace to you that you're even here. Nothing you can do. God calls you by His grace. You listen, heard, accepted.
因此，你怎么能够说是靠你自己做的呢？你什么也不能做，你能在这里是出于神对你的爱和恩典，你无能为力。神凭着他的恩典呼召了你，你听到他的声音，并接受了他。
Well, you say, Brother Branham, that makes it awful loose. Certainly does. You're free. Well, that fellow can do anything he wants to. Absolutely. I always do what I want to do. But if you're a Christian, you don't want to do wrong.
哈哈，你说，伯纳汉弟兄，那也太宽松了吧？确实如此，你是自由的。哦。那个伙计想干啥就干啥，绝对是的。我总是想干啥就干啥，但是如果你是一个基督徒的话，你就不想干错误的事。
There's a little old girl sitting back there tonight, my wife. I love her with all that's in me. And if I know that I could run around with another woman and get by with it and go tell her and say, Media, I did wrong. Do you think I'd do it? If I love her, right, I won't do it. That's right.
今天晚上在后面坐着一个女孩，我的妻子。我全心地爱她，如果我知道我能够去与另一个女人鬼混，并且不用承担后果，因为我只要去对她说，美达，我错了，你认为我会去那样做吗？如果我真心地爱她，我不会去做的。是的。
Now what if I say, oh, I can't do it because I tell you why, she divorced me and I got, oh, I'm a preacher, see what they do, they take me out of the pulpit and she divorced me, divorced me, and all.
但是如果我说，哦，我不能那样做，因为我告诉你为什么啊，他会跟我离婚，而且我会我是个传道人，瞧那会带来什么样的后果。如果他跟我离婚的话，他们就会把我赶下讲台，我就成了一个离了婚的男人了。哦。
I got three children, I couldn't think of that, but boy, well, if that's the way it is, you're still legal. It's not legal basis that I married her upon, it's not legal basis that makes me live true to her, it's because I love her.
That's right. Yeah.
我有三个孩子，我不能想象去那么做。哦，如果是那样的话，你仍然是基于律法主义。我们的婚姻不是基于律法主义，也不是律法主义使我忠实为他，而是因为我爱他。
I don't have to do anything. I do it willfully because it's a love affair.
Emma.
And if you love your wife, you'll do the same thing.
我不必做任何的努力，我甘心情愿这样。是因为爱情，如果你爱你妻子的话，你也会做同样的事。
And if you love your wife like with filial love, what ought you to do to Christ with agape love, which is a million times stronger? If you really love God,
如果你以人的爱，就是filial那样的爱，去爱你的妻子，那么你应当怎样以神的爱，就是agape那样的爱，去对待基督呢？神的爱比人的爱强100万倍。如果你真爱神的话
，If I know tonight I could go out and get a little drunk. If I know tonight I could run around and be immoral. If I know tonight that's even in my heart to do so, and I went and let it go, and He'd forgive me. I wouldn't do it. I think too much of Him. I love Him. Sure.
如果我知道今晚出去可能会喝醉，如果我知道我今晚出去会鬼混，去干些不道德的事，如果我知道我今天晚上会干这干那，即使我知道就是我真的那样干了，神也会赦免我，我也不会去干那种事的，因为我一直都思念着他，我爱他。是的，
Certainly, that's the reason I wouldn't sell my experience to any denomination. No, sir. No assemblies of God, no church of God, no pilgrim, holiness, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic. I wouldn't take anything that could be offered for this experience, because it never come by man, it come by God.
这就是为什么我不会将我的经历出卖给任何的宗派组织。是的，先生，不会出卖给神召会、神的会、朝圣会、卫理公会、浸信会、长老会或天主教会。我绝不会接受任何东西来换取我的经历，因为这些属灵的经历不是出自人，乃出自神。
No, sir, I wouldn't sell my birthrights for any Elvis Presley's rock and roll, or for his fleet of Catholics, or Cadillacs, or his $1 million and so forth he gets each month.
是的，先生，我不会以我的长子继承权去换取猫王的摇滚乐，或去换取猫王的凯迪拉克汽车，或去换取他每个月$100,000的工资等等。
No, sir, I love him.
Amen.
If I, as long as I love him like that, I'll stay true to him. And if God's called me and elected me, He's placed something in me, and I love him.
是的，先生，我爱耶稣。只要我一直是这样爱他，我就会忠诚于他。如果神呼召我，拣选了我，他已经把某样东西放在我里面，让我爱他。
I remember Mr. Eisler. You all know him, most all of you. He's come right here, state senator of Indiana, come here play his guitar.
我记得艾斯勒先生，你们都认识他，绝大多数人都认识他吧。他是印第安纳州的参议员，他来这里弹吉他。
My baby died and wife died and all of them laying up here in the graveyard and I was going up the road with my hands behind me crying.
我的孩子死了，妻子死了，他们都躺在那墓地里。当我独自背着手走在那条路上哭的时候
，He jumped out of his little old truck and come put his arm around me. He said, "Billy, I want to ask you a question. Said I've heard you preach to you almost fall in the pulpit. Heard you on the street corners and everything crying out for Christ."
他从一辆小旧卡车上跳下来，双手搂住我脖子说：“比尔，我要问你一个问题。”他说：“我听说你讲道讲的几乎要倒在讲台上。”还听说你在那街角和每个地方竭力传讲基督。
So now he took your daddy, he took your brother, snatched them both and died in your arms. There he died, your wife died holding your hands, and your baby died, and you calling on him to help you, and he turned his back on you. What do you think about it?
他说，但他娶走了你父亲、你弟弟，把他们俩都娶走了，他们就死在你的胳膊上，你妻子也抓着你的手死去了。你的婴孩也死了，你呼求他帮助你，他就拒绝你，你怎么看他呢？
I said, I love him with all that's within me. If he sends me to hell, I'll still love him. Just, I don't say that. 26 years has proved it. That's right.
我说，我全身心的爱他。如果他送我下地狱，我仍然爱他。他是公义的，我不是口头上这样讲。26年的经历证明了这一点。是的。
If you love him, not a duty that I can't do this, I can't do that, you love him too much to do it. Because he has chosen you, you never chose him, he chose you.
你爱他，不是基于责任，说什么我不能做这件事，我不能做那件事， 你会爱他，为他做任何事，因为他拣选了你，不是你拣选了他，而是他拣选了你。
You said, I sought the Lord and saw the Lord. No man seeks God. It's God seeking man.
Amen.
You might be seeking a favor of him, but God has to change your nature before you can even seek after him. Because you're a sinner, you're a pig. That's right.
你说，我不断地寻找主，没有人寻找神，只有神寻找人。你可能向神寻求好处，但神在你追求他之前，得先改变你的本性，因为你是一个罪人，你是一头猪，没错。
Some of you people going to church and just living by your membership, go out here and do everything of the world and still go back and say, "Yeah, I belong to the church." Well, that's a long ways from belonging to God. Certainly.
你们中间有些人上教会，只是为了保持会员资格，上完教会后，又去干那些俗世的事情。然后再回到教会并说，是呀，我是属于这个教会的啊，这与属于神的相差十万八千里，的确是这样。
I don't, but you see people doing that, you can tell, oh, they're good church members. That's true, you can still be a church member and do those things, but you can't be a Christian and doing them.
我没有，但你看人们都是那么做，你可以看得出啊，他们是教会的好会员，那倒是真的。你可以是一名教会成员又做那些事，但你却不能是一名基督徒又做那些事。
I said this morning, the old crow, if there was a hypocrite, it's a crow. That's right. Even the dove sat on the same ark, sat in the same roost.
正如今天上午我所说的，那老乌鸦，如果有任何伪君子的话，就是那老乌鸦了。没错，乌鸦和鸽子都坐在同一个方舟里，被安排在同一个栖息之地。
And the old crow was satisfied when he was turned loose and got out of that church that he could go out there and sit on one old dead carcass and caw caw and eat off of this one, eat off the horse, eat off the cow, and whatever it was, he was satisfied.
当乌鸦得释放后，他就心满意足了。他一出他的教会，就会到那些地方去。落在那多日的尸体上，一边咔咔吃那些腐肉，吃掉死马、死牛或别的什么动物的腐肉，他满足得很。
But when Noah turned the dove loose, she could find no rest for the soles of her feet. She had just as much right to sit on a dead animal as a crow did, but it was two different natures. One of them, she was a dove to begin with. He was a crow to begin with.
但当挪亚放飞那鸽子后，他找不到一处可落脚之地，他本来可以像乌鸦那样落在一个死的动物上吃他的腐肉，但他们是两种本性截然不同的动物，一个是他起初就是一只鸽子，而另一个从起初就是一只乌鸦。
But if you notice, the old crow can sit over here on a dead carcass and eat half the day. The dove will sit in a wheat field and eat half the day.
如果你注意的话，你会看到那老乌鸦会落在一个死尸上吃上半天腐肉，而那鸽子会落在一块麦田里吃上半天。
And the crow can fly right out there and eat dove food as much as he wants to. He can eat just as much wheat as the crow can, as the dove can. But the crow can eat the dove food, but the dove can't eat crow food. That's right.
那只乌鸦也可以飞到鸽子吃食的地里，吃鸽子的食物，想吃多少就吃多少啊！乌鸦能吃多少啊？鸽子能吃多少，它也能吃多少，就像鸽子一样。乌鸦可以吃鸽子的食物，然而鸽子却不能吃乌鸦的食物。是的。
So old hypocrite can come to church and rejoice and shout and praise the Lord and go on like that and go right back out and enjoy the things of the world. But a born again Christian cannot do it because the love of God constrains him to such a place. He can't do it.
所以一个伪君子可以来上教会，欢喜快乐，又喊又叫，赞美主等等，而一出教会就又去享受俗世的乐事。但重生了的基督徒不能这样做，因为神的爱束缚了他去那样的地方，他做不出那样的事。
So if you're just a Christian by joining the church and quitting doing this and that and the same desires in you, you need another dip. That's exactly right.
如果你只是一个加入了教会的基督徒，戒掉了这个，戒掉了那个，但那同样的欲望仍然在你里面，你就需要再次的悔改。的确如此。
And you women who can dress with them little old shorts and ride here on the street and then call yourself a believer. You're a believer, but you're a poor example of one, maybe.
那些穿着小短裤的女人跑到街上，又自称自己是信徒，你是个信徒，但你可能是一个坏典型的信徒。
If you really had Christ in your heart, you wouldn't have to think about such things. Is that? I don't care what the rest of women does and the rest of girls do, you'd be different. Because you love Christ too much.
如果你真的有基督在你心里，你就不会想着穿那些乱七八糟的东西。我不管别的女人做什么，别的女孩做什么，你是截然不同的，因为你是如此的爱基督。
I talked to a woman the other day in the house, and she threw her hands up like this, said, Reverend Branham, I'm almost naked here in my house. I'm walking around. I thought, shame on you. In your own house, don't care where you are. That's right. Dress and act like a woman, like a lady ought to. Shame on you.
有一天，我跟一个女人在一个屋子里谈话，她就像这样的甩着两只手说，伯南汉牧师，我在我家里几乎是赤裸的，我就这样走来走去。我心想，你真可耻。你在你家里，我才不管你在哪。没错，穿着、行为举止，你要像个女人，身为女士应有的表现，真是羞耻。
But you keep the Bible said if you love those things, the things of the world, the love of Christ is not even in you. If you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, you'll keep them little dirty, nasty things off of you. That's right.
你继续爱着世界，圣经说，你如果爱世上的事。爱基督的心就不在你里面了。如果你尽心尽性尽意爱基督，你就会远离那些肮脏污秽的东西。是的。
And you deacon and you others here that run out on the street, you're gawking your neck and looking at every one of them women. Shame on you and calling yourself sons of God. I know that's scorching, but rather be scorched than burnt forever.
你们做执事的，还有其他人，跑到街上。伸着个脖子呆呆地看着一个个那一类的女人，可耻啊，还称自己是神的儿子。我知道我说的太激烈了一点，但你宁可现在被痛骂一顿，也比将来被永久焚烧的好。
So if you do those things, you can't help it. If a woman walks down the street half dressed, if you're looking, you're bound to see her, but you can turn your head.The Bible says, whosoever looketh up on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in heart.
所以，如果你做那些事情，当然，如果一个女人啊半裸着在街上走，你没办法阻止她。如果你眼睛是张开的话，你肯定会看到她。但你可以把头转过去。经常说，如果见到一个女人就动淫念的，你心里已经是和她犯奸淫了。
Let me tell you something, sister dear.You're going to answer, I don't care, you might be as pure as a lily. You may never actually committed a sin of that type, immoral sin in your life. But if you dress like that, you're going to answer the judgment for committing adultery with every man that looked at you.
Amen.
The Bible said.
Amen.
Walk down the street. Who's guilty, the man? No, sir, you are. You presented yourself that way.
让我告诉你，亲爱的姐妹，你将来要为此做出交代的。我不管你是不是纯洁的像百合花，你也许一生从未犯过那类不道德的罪，但是如果你打扮成那个样子，你将来在审判台前要为所有看得过你那样子穿戴而犯了奸淫的男子负责任。这可是圣经说的，在街上游逛，谁是有罪的？是那些男人吗？不是，先生，是你，姐妹，是你将自己那样展示出来的。
The woman's got a great place. It's a sacred, nice, wonderful place. But she must keep herself that way to hold her office, as she should as a mother, as a woman. And a womanhood, when the womanhood's broke, a backbone of any nation's broke.
女人有自己伟大、神圣、美好的位置，她必须守住自己女人的职分，也就是要保持作为母亲、作为女人持守女人的气质。哪个国家的女人堕落了，那个国家的脊梁骨也就断裂了。
That's the reason that our nation is ruined is because of the immorals of our women. That's exactly right. Sure, it's the rottenness among us what's breaking it.
这就是今天我们国家毁掉的原因，因为我们的女人道德沦丧了。的的确确是这样，她就是我们中间的腐败，是致命点。
What you need is to meet this Melchizedek one time. Amen. Let him bless you and give you the wine and the bread, eternal life. Then you'll see things different. Then it'll be different. You won't want the boys to be making the coyote whistle at you, the wolf whistle, or whatever you want to call it. Certainly not. You'll be different.
你所需要的是迎接一次麦基洗德，阿门，让他来祝福你，给你饼和酒，也就是永生。然后你对事物的看法就完全改变了，然后你完全不一样了，你再也不会要那些男人向你吹口哨了，是那种恶狼的口哨，或无论你叫他什么都行，你再也不会了，你就像换了个人似的。
And you mean to tell me that you dress like that and get out there for any other purpose? You say, well, it's cooler. Your storytelling. It is not cooler. Science proves that it's not cooler.
你想告诉我说你穿戴成那样跑到外面去是为了别的目的吗？你说啊，我这样穿更凉快一点，你是在讲故事吧？那样穿绝不会凉快多少，科学可以证明那样穿不会更凉快。
It's a lust that's come up on you, sister. You don't realize it. I'm not trying to hurt you, but I'm trying to warn you.
他是姐妹啊，那是强烈的欲望临到了你身上，你自己没有意识到，我不是想伤害你，但我是想警告你。
A many immoral woman, just as clean as she can be, a nice little lady, walk out with them things on the street, unconscious of knowing what she's doing, because some backslidden preacher is afraid your husband won't pay his tithes in the church anymore.
很多有修养的女人，尽量使自己保持圣洁，是很好的女孩，却穿成那个样子，跑到街上去逛来逛去的，她没有意识到。他正在做什么？因为有些堕落的牧师担心你的丈夫不再到教会来奉献了。
If he'd ever met Melchizedek, he wouldn't think those things. He'd preach the gospel if it scorched the hide off their back. He'd preach it anyhow. That's exactly right.
如果他曾迎见过麦基洗德的话，他不会去想这类的事，他会去传那福音，即使福音的火烤掉了他们背上的皮，无论如何，他都会传福音的真理。确实如此。
You do it, and you do it because of the spirit of lust that's up. And you, man, that let your wives do those kind of things, I've got little hopes of you as a man. That's right. That's right. Now, there's no compliments on that, because there's no apology, because that's true.
你们如此行，是因为那情欲之灵在燃烧。你们这些男人，让自己的老婆去做那些事，我对你们的男子气概不抱任何希望了。是的，是这样的，这里没有什么恭维话好讲，因为或者没有什么可致歉的，因为事实如此。
Any man that'll let his wife get out on the street and act like that, brother, you ought to be wearing her clothes. That's right. I don't say my wife won't do it, but I have to be changed and perverted to what I am now if I ever live with her while she's doing it. That's exactly right.
任何男人。让妻子走到街上去像那样表现的话，弟兄啊，你干脆穿你老婆的衣服算了。是的，你为什么要这样呢？我不是说我的妻子不会那么做，如果我跟她生活在一起，让她像那样到街上去展现的话，我就得先被改变，就得败坏成那个样子，绝对是这样的。
My girls, they may do it.When they get to be women, I don't say they won't. I don't know. That's up to the mercy of God. I hope they don't. If they do, they'll walk over the prayers of a righteous father.
Amen.
They'll walk over the life of somebody who tries to live right, if they ever do it. That's right.
我的女儿们，她们长大成人以后，也可能去干那些事。我没有说保证她们不会去干，我不知道。那只取决于神的怜悯。我希望她们不要那么干。如果他们那样做的话，那他们就践踏了一个唯一的父亲的祷告，他们践踏了那位要按正确的方式生活的人的生命，是这样的。
I want to live right, teach right, be right, and instruct them right. If they do that, they'll beat their way to hell over the top of my preaching, over the top of my Christ, and over the top of my warnings. That's right, if they ever do it. Certainly, that's right.
但是我想要正确的生活，正确的教导，正确的为人，正确的教导他们。如果他们硬是要那么做，他们就越过了我所讲的道，越过了我的基督，越过了我的警告，而朝地狱跑去。没错，肯定是的，可耻啊。
Shame on you. If you ever meet Christ face to face and he blesses you and puts that kiss of approval on your heart, all devils in hell will never make you put them on again. That's right.
如果你面对面的见到了基督，他祝福了你，在你的心上烙上一个赞许的印，那地狱里的魔鬼就再也不能使你穿上那种污秽的衣服了。没错。
You've changed from death into life.And your affections are set on things above and not on the things of the earth. Amen. I better leave that subject. It's ticklish. All right. But it's the truth. All right, as we go on now, just a little further, and then we're closing.
你从死亡转向生命，你所思念的再也不是地上的那些东西，而是属天的事了。阿们。我最好还是赶快离开这个题目，因为讲这些事很容易得罪人的。好了，但这是真理。再讲一会儿，一会儿我们就要结束了。
Verily, they that are of the sons of Levi receive tithe of the office of the priesthood and have a commandment to take tithe of the people according to the law, that is of their brethren, though they came out of the loins of Abraham.
那得祭司职任的利未子孙，里面照例向百姓取十分之一，这百姓是自己的弟兄。虽是从亚伯拉罕身上生的，还是照例取十分之一。
But he whose descent is not counted from them that received tithes of Abraham and blessed of him that had the promise, and with all contradictions, the less is blessed of the better.
独有麦基洗德不与他们同谱，倒收纳亚伯拉罕的十分之一，为那蒙应许的亚伯拉罕祝福。从来位份大的给位份小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理。
And here man that die receive tithes, but here he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. And as I may say, Levi also received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father.When Melchizedek met him.
在这里收十分之一的都是必死的人，但在那里收十分之一的有为他做见证的说他是活的，并且可说那受十分之一的利位也是借着亚伯拉罕纳了十分之一，因为麦基洗德迎接亚伯拉罕的时候，利位已经在他先祖的身中。
Your attitude towards Christ will make a great impression on what your children will be. Your life that you live before your family will make an impression on what your children will be.
你对基督的态度，对你的孩子们有着极大的影响。你在家庭中的生活，对你的孩子们也将产生极大的影响。
Because the Bible said that he had visited the iniquity of the parents upon the children to the third and fourth generations.Now, just a few moments before closing.
因为经上说过，神要追讨你的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。在结束之前，我想还再讲一会儿。
And therefore, if perfection, there's your perfection again, were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what farther need that there come another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek?And not be called after the order of Aaron, the law, the legalist. See?
从前百姓在利未人祭司职任以下受律法，倘若借着职任能得完全，你看这里又提到了你的完全，又何用另外兴起一位祭司，照麦基洗德的等次，不照亚伦的等次呢？律法，那守律法主义者看到了没有？
Oh, you have to do this. If you don't do this, you're not a Christian. If you don't keep the Sabbath, if you eat meat, if you do these things, all these legal ideas, and you've got to go to church. If you don't, you pay a penalty for it. You have to do an obenia.
你必须这样做。如果你不这样做，你就不是一个基督徒。如果你不守安息日， 如果你吃肉，如果你做这些事，这都是些守律法的想法。你必须上教会，如果你不上教会，你将会为此付上代价。你得做个连续九天的祷告才好。
That stuff is nonsense. You're saved by the grace of God, by the foreknowledge of God, by His predestination. God called Abraham by predestination, by foreknowledge.
这些玩意儿简直是胡扯。你得救是靠着神的恩典，靠着神的预知，是他预定的。神就是凭着预定，凭着预知，呼召了亚伯拉罕。
He hated Esau and loved Jacob before either one was born. That's right. It's God's foreknowledge that knows these things.
是神呼召，双子尚未出生之前，神就恶以扫，爱雅各。没错，这是神的预知，他预先就知道这一切。
You say then what use of preaching the gospel? Now I'll say to you this. Paul answered that, or Jesus did rather. Here's Jesus. He said the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that went to this.A pond or lake and throw it in a net. He pulled in.
那你说，那么传福音有什么用呢？好，让我这样回答你。耶稣已经回答了这个问题。耶稣说，天国又好像一个人出去撒网，把网撒在一个池塘里或者湖里，然后把网收上来。
Out of there, he had turtles, he had terrapins, he had serpents, he had lizards, he had frogs, he had spiders, he had scavengers, he had fish.Now the man just seen him.
看到网里有乌龟，有鳖，有水蛇，有蜥蜴，有青蛙，有水纺猪，有各种各样的食腐动物。他还打到了鱼。那撒网的人只是把网拉上来。
That's like the gospel. Here it is now. I'm preaching the gospel. I just throw the net out. I pull it. I say, all that will, whosoever, let him come.
传福音也是如此。注意听。我正在传福音，我只是把网撒出去，然后又拉上来。我说，凡是愿意的，无论是谁，都让他来。
Here comes some at the altar. They all hang around the altar. They pray. They cry. I don't know one from the other. It's not my business. I wasn't sent to judge.
有的就来到讲坛这里，他们都围绕在讲坛，他们祷告、哭泣，我分辨不出他们。但这不关我的事。我不是被派来论断人的。
But there's some in there that's frogs. There's some that's lizards. There's some that's snakes. It's some that's turtles. And there's some that's fish. It's not my business to judge. I say, Father, here's what I pulled out.
但在网里有的是青蛙，有的是蜥蜴，有的是水蛇，有的是乌龟，有的是鱼。论断他们不是我的事。我说父啊。这就是我撒网拉上来的。
But the frog was a frog to begin with. The spider, the old spider will sit there and look around a little while, wall around big eyes, look around and say, you know what? I just about got as much of this as I can stand. Plop, 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 out they go.
青蛙一开始就是青蛙。那水纺猪呢？它会在那左顾右盼一会儿，转动了两个大眼珠子，环顾四周。然后说，你知道吗？我实在受不了这些东西。说完，啪啪啪啪跳走了。
Old lady serpent will raise her head up and say, well, you know what? If they go to preach like that against wearing shorts and things, that takes me, so I'll get away with that bunch of holy rollers. That's all it was there. You was a snake to start with. That's exactly right. Yeah.
那条老母蛇呢？她昂着头说，你知道吗？如果他们打算传讲什么不能穿短裤之类的东西，那可使我心烦。我要离开这群圣滚人，他们讲的就是这些。他一开始就是一条蛇，确实如此。是的。
And here sits old Mr. Toad Frog with that great big cigar in his mouth like a dehorn Texas steer. I'll stand there and look around and say, well, and everything can give me this hope. I'll just get out of this thing right now. Well, you old frog, you was that to begin with.
这里打上来的还有蛤蟆先生，嘴里叼着一只大雪茄，看上去像一头缺了脚的德克萨斯公牛，站在那里。四维一看，说：“哼，我对抽烟可是从来没有感到过内疚，我得赶快离开这些人，现在就走。”哼，你这只老青蛙，从一开始就是一只青蛙， 完全没错。
Exactly right. Your nature proves what you are. Your life shows, reflects what you are. And in the beginning, it's not hard for me to see that. It's not hard for you to see it.
完全没错。你的本性已经证明你是什么。你的生活显示并反映出你起初是谁。明白这个道理对我一点也不难。你们明白这个道理也不难。
If I went out to Roy Slaughter's, a farmer sitting here, and I saw the pigs out on manure pile eating manure, I wouldn't think nothing bad about that. He's a pig. But if I saw a lamb up on that manure pile, I'd wonder. See? Don't worry, you won't see him there. He just couldn't stand it. That's right.
我到罗伊屠宰场去，那里有一个农场，我看到那里的一些猪在粪堆里吃着粪。我不觉得奇怪，它是猪啊。但是如果我看到一只绵羊在粪堆里，我就会感到奇怪了。明白吗？不用担心，你不会在粪堆里看见绵羊的。绵羊可忍受不了那种环境。是的。
And a man is born of the Spirit of God hates the things of the world. That's right. For if you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God's not even in you.
一个由神的灵所生的人恨我世界上的事，不错。如果你爱这个世界或世界上的事，爱神的心就不在你里面了。
If I run around with women every day and come and tell my wife I love her, she'd know I was a liar. My actions would speak louder than my words. Certainly, I proved to her I didn't love her because it wasn't true to her.
如果我每天跟一些女人鬼混，我回家又对我妻子说我爱她，她会知道我在说谎。我的行为比言语更有说服力，肯定的。我的行为证明我不爱他，因为我对他不忠了。
She told me she loved me, and every time I'd be gone, she'd take over somebody else. It would prove that she didn't love me. Right? Her actions proved. I don't care how much she'd try to tell me, Bill, I love you, and there's no one else in the world but you. I know she's a liar.
如果他告诉我说他爱我，但只要我不在家，他就弄个别的男人来鬼混，那只能证明他不爱我，肯定的。他的行为证明了这一点。我不管他是多么竭力地对我解释说，比尔，我爱你，在这个世界上除了你我心里没有别的人，我知道他在说谎。
And when you try to say, Lord, I love you and doing the things of the world, God knows you're a liar to begin with. So why, what's the use of accepting old halfway experience and something like that when the great skies of heaven are full of the real thing?
同样的，当你说主啊我爱你，可就要做些属实的事情。神从一开始就知道你是撒谎，为什么要这样呢？在这浩瀚的蓝天里充满了真实可信的东西的情况下，接受这种口里一套实际上另搞一套的东西有什么用呢？
Why do you want to be a miserable professed halfway half-baked so-called Christian when you can be a real born-again child of God with the joy bells of heaven ringing in your heart, rejoicing and praising God and living a life of victory through Jesus Christ?
你本来可以通过耶稣基督过一种得胜的生活，可以成为一个真正的重生的神的孩子，心中享受着属天的喜庆的终身。你为什么要成为一个苦不堪言的半信半疑的所谓基督徒呢？
Not trying to do it yourself because you failed to begin with, but take him at his word and rest upon what he said was the truth and believe him and love him and he'll make everything work right and right for you. That's it. That's the idea.
你自己千万不要试着去那样做，因为那样你注定会失败。你接受他，那是神的道，安息在他所说的是真理这一点上，相信他，爱他，他会让一切的事互相效力，使你得益处，这就是了，那才是中心点。
The Lord bless you. Don't want to scold you, but brother, it's best to get a little scolding. You're my young'uns, see? And any papa that loves his kids will certainly correct him, or he's not the right kind of a papa. Is that right? That's right.
主祝福你，我不是想责备你，但是弟兄，受一点责备是好的。你是我的孩子，明白吗？任何爱自己孩子的父亲都会纠正他的孩子，否则他就不配当个好父亲，对不对？
And this papa only has one rule, and that's the rule of the home. And God only has one rule, and that's his word. If we believe his word, then we live by his word.
这位父亲只有一个规矩，就是家法。 神也只有一个规矩，就是他的道。如果我们相信他的道，那么就会按照他的话语去生活。
It's our duty, if we've ever met God, not because you say, well, I go to church and I've got to do this. You're miserable, don't do that. Why do you want to be a miserable, decrepit, ungodly crow for? When you can be a dove.
如果我们曾遇见过神，这就成了我们的职责。不是因为你说啊、哦，我是上教会的，我必须做这个，那样的话你就悲惨了。不要那样做。你既然可以成为一只鸽子，何必当一只痛苦的、衰老的、不敬虔的乌鸦呢
？Certainly, you just have to have your nature changed, and you change your nature and become a son and daughter of God, be at peace with God.
Amen.
肯定的，你得改变你的本性。你一旦改变了本性，就成了神的儿女，与神和好了。
Jesus, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffer without the gates, Hebrews 13, 12 and 13.
耶稣，所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦。这是希伯来书13章的12节和13节。
Romans 5, 1, therefore being justified by faith, not by shaking hands, not by water baptism, not by laying on of hands,Not with shouting, not with speaking in tongues, not with any sensation, but being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书五章一节说，我们既因信称义，不是凭着握握手，不是借着水的洗礼，不是凭着按手、大声喊叫、说方言或情绪化之类的事。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得以与神相合。
We pass from death unto life and become new creatures because we have believed on the only begotten Son of God and accepted Him as our personal Savior. And His blood acts tonight as a propitiation for our sins to stand in their place.
我们已经出死入生了，并且成了新造的人，因为我们信了神独生爱子，并接受他为我们个人的救主。他取代了我们的位置，他的宝血今天晚上就为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
In the Old Testament, there's only one place to have fellowship. That's under the blood. Every believer had to come under the blood.
在旧约时代，只有一个地方可以团契，那就是在血的遮盖之下。每个信徒必须来到血的遮蔽之下。
When the red heifer was killed, she was made for a sin offering. She must be red. And 19th chapter of Exodus, if any of you like to read it. And she must be taken hoof all burnt together.
一头红色的小牛犊。被宰杀，做了赎罪的祭物，它必须是红色的。如果有谁想要读的话，是记载在民数记第十九章里。他被宰杀后，蹄子所有的东西都要一起焚烧。
And then that was made a water of separation. It was set without the gates. It had to be handled with clean hands. The blood of this heifer went before to the congregation and stroked seven times up over the door.
又用它。挑着除污秽的水放在大门之外，一定要洁净的手才能处理它。被杀公牛的血拿到会众的前面，在门上弹七次。
And now every defiled person walking up must first recognize and see that blood and realize that there's only fellowship beneath that blood. That's the only place the worshiper could actually worship officially was under the blood.
每一个污秽的人走上前来必须先承认这是赎罪的血，意识到只有在血的遮盖下才能与神和好，那才是敬拜神之人的唯一正式敬拜神的地方，就在血的遮蔽之下。
Then the first thing you had to do before you could come out of the blood, there had to be this water separation sprinkled upon him, and the unclean was made clean.
他来到血的遮蔽之下，在这之前，他首先要做的就是将那个除污秽的水弹在身上，使污秽的成为洁净的。
And to take the water of separation and sprinkle it up on the wayfaring man and separate him from his sins, and then he walked under these seven stripes of blood and had fellowship with the rest of the believers in the presence of God.
他们将除污秽的水洒在前来敬拜的人身上，使他与他的罪分离，然后他在弹过七次的血迹之下走过。并在神的面前与其余的会众团契。
There's only one way to do it, not shaking hands, not joining church, not by baptisms, not by emotions, but walk up to the waters of separation. Lay your hands by faith upon the head of Jesus and say, I'm a sinner and you died in my place. And something in me tells me that you'll forgive me of my sins and I accept you as my personal Savior now.
那是除罪的唯一的方法，不是靠着握握手、上上教会、手浸水里、情绪化等等。只有走到除污秽的水这里，凭信心把手放在耶稣的头上，说我是一个罪人，你替我受死，我里面有样东西告诉我说你会赦免我的罪，现在我就接受你为我个人的救主。
Walk beneath the blood and have fellowship with the children of God.
Amen.
That's it. Eat the bread, drink the wine, and have the fellowship with the church. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Isn't he good?
走到血的遮蔽之下，和神的儿女们团契，就是这样，然后吃他的饼，喝他的酒，和教会团契。啊，多么美妙啊，它是多么美好啊。
Now this may seem strange to you, friend, but what do I stand here and say these things for? Would I say them to try to make myself different from somebody else? If I do, then I need to repent.
朋友，这也许对你来说很陌生，但是我站在这里讲这些是为了什么呢？我讲这些是为了自己与众不同吗？如果是这样，我就应该悔改。
I'm saying it because God said it, because it's God's word. And listen, there's coming a time, and now is, that when people are going from the east to the west trying to find the word of God and can't find it.
Amen.
我之所以说这些，是因为神是这样说的，是神的道。听着，日子将到。现在就是了，人们必从东到西寻求神的道，却寻不着。
When you go into a meeting, the first thing you do, you go in there and they have a bunch of tongues and interpretations, and somebody raise up and keep quoting the scripture, and that's carnal. Absolutely.
当你去参加一个聚会，你一到就听到说方言、翻方言，有人站起来不断的朗读圣经，那属血气的。绝对是。
God said for us not to use vain repetitions. What about him? If he's wrote it once, you believe it. He don't have to say it again. Tongues and interpretations is right, but it's be a direct message to the church or to somebody. Not just carnal and things like that. And then you get ahead in all these other things.
神叫我们不要用些无用的重复的话。那主所说的又怎么样呢？如果他将他的话写下一次，你相信他就行了。他没有必要重复。说方言、翻方言是对的，但必须是明确针对教会或针对某个人的信心，而不是说许多属血气的东西，然后继续做那些俗世的事情。
The other day, two men walked into a man and a wife and another man and a wife, just young married, walked into a place to go to Africa as missionary. Somebody stood up and gave a prophecy and gave tongues and interpretations that they had each other's wife. That it should not be that way. They married the wrong person.
有一天，这来了两位男士，一个男的和他的妻子，还有另外一个男的和他的妻子，都是新婚的年轻人。他们要到非洲去传教，有人就站起来说预言，说了一段方言，然后就翻出来了，是关于他们两个人交换妻子的预言，说他们嫁错了对象，不应该是那样的。
And those two people separated and remarried over again. One man took the other's wife, the other in a leading Pentecostal denomination, and went to Africa as missionaries.
那两对夫妻就分居了，然后又再结一次婚。其中一个男人娶了另外一个男人的妻子，两对夫妻就互相交换了老婆。这是发生在一个五旬节教派里，他们作为传教士到非洲去了。
Brother, when you take your oath, you're duty bound to that oath till death sets you free.
Amen.
Exactly right. Certainly, when you take your oath, it's binding.
弟兄啊，当你起誓后，你就受到誓言的束缚。只有死才能使你自由，确实如此。当你发誓后，誓言就约束了你。
All those nonsense, and it's got to a place when you go to the churches.It's either so cold and formal and dry to the spiritual thermometer will go 50 below zero. The people sit just like a wart on a pickle, just as sour and indifferent and puckered up.
所有这些乱七八糟的事。他已经达到了如此的地步，当你到教会里，他多么冷漠，又形式化，又干巴巴的，直到那属灵的温度计指向了-50°。这些人到了教会，坐在那里就像一坛酸泡菜，酸不溜秋的，皱着眉头。
If you hear somebody way back in a corner might groan out a little, amen, once in a while I can hear some. All of them stretch their neck like geese to look around and see what took place.
如果你听见在某个角落里发出了小小的一声阿们，就好像刺伤了他们。所有在场的人都会像鹅一样的伸长了脖子朝那个方向看，看看发生了什么事。
You know that's the truth. I'm not saying that for joke. This is no place to joke. That's the truth.Right, I'm saying it because it's a gospel truth.
你知道这是事实，我不是在开玩笑，这里不是开玩笑的地方，这是事实。好了，我说这些是因为它是福音的真道。
And the other side, you get a bunch of nonsense of a bunch of fleshly emotions carrying on, and the true word of God finally has got to a place to where you can seldom hear it. The old middle of the road, the gospel.The light to my path. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb, the love of God that separates us from the things of the world.
另外相反的是，你遇到那伙人一帮帮的在教会里乱嚷乱叫，宣泄属肉体的情绪，神的真道反而很难让人听到。那真道就是那古老的不偏不倚的福音真理，是我人生道路上的灯。哈利路亚，是那羔羊的血，是神的爱将我们从俗世的事情中分别出来。
Have you spoken in tongues, brother? You haven't got it. Did you shout with a cold feeling right up your back? Did you see balls of fire? Oh, nonsense. No such a thing!
弟兄，你曾说过方言吗？如果你没有，哦，那你还没有得到圣灵。你有没有喊叫？有没有感觉到那个凉飕飕的风，那个感觉，那个风就到你身上来了？你有没有看到一团火球啊？简直是胡扯，根本就没有那回事。
Have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and accepted Him as your personal Savior, and the Spirit of God bears record with your spirit that your sons and daughters of God in your life bears fruit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness? Then you're Christians. If it doesn't, I don't care what you do.
重要的是你是否已经全心信主耶稣基督？并以他为你个人的救主，神的灵给你的灵作证，你是神的儿女，你的生命里结出仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制这些果子，那才是基督徒。如果没有结出这些果子，我不管你做了什么，你就不是个基督徒。
I can give my body to be burned as a sacrifice. I know all the mysteries of God. I can move mountains with my faith. I can speak in tongues like men and angels. I'm nothing.
Amen.
How about that? 1 Corinthians 13. Find out if that's right or not.
保罗说，我可以舍己身叫人焚烧作为祭物。我明白各种神的奥秘。我有全备的信，能叫我移山。我会说万人的方言，并天使的话语。如果没有爱，我也算不得什么。你看看，你翻开《哥林多前书》第13章，查一查，看对不对。
Now find out if the Second Corinthians 13, I believe it is, or well, is it First or Second Corinthians? First Corinthians, that First Corinthians 13 is right.
查一下，看看是不是在《哥林多后书》第13章。我相信是的。哦，不是，不是《哥林多前书》就是后书，是《哥林多前书》。对了，《哥林多前书》。第13章。
Though I speak with tongues of men and angels, both the kind can be interpreted and that cannot be interpreted. I'm nothing. So what's use of fooling with it then?
尽管我能讲万人的方言并天使的话语，能翻出来的和不能翻出来的我都会讲，我也算不得什么。所以玩弄这些又有什么用呢？
Though I understand all the mysteries of God, what do you go to seminaries and try to learn so much about? You better get right with God first.
Amen.
Certainly.
即便我明白神各样的奥秘，为什么你要上神学院学那么多呢？你最好还是先搞好你自己与神的关系，肯定的。
Though I all bless it, hallelujah, you got so you can't even have a congregation that's got a healing campaign or some kind of miracles going on. A weak and adulterous generation seeketh after such.
尽管我有移山的信心，哦，颂赞哈利路亚，你到了一个地步，除非你搞些医治聚会或行些神迹奇事，否则你连一个会动都没有。一个邪恶淫乱的时代追求的就是这些东西。
What do you want with that? Paul said he could do all kinds of things, even move mountains, and still he's nothing. Where there's tongues, it shall cease. Where there's knowledge, it shall vanish. Where there's prophecies, it shall fail.
你为什么追求那些东西？保罗说他可以做所有这些事情，甚至移山，但他仍然算不了什么。说方言之难将必停止，知识也终必归于无有，先知讲道之能终必归于无有。
But when that which is perfect is come, it shall endure forever, and love is perfection. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
等那完全的来到，他将永远长存。爱是那完全的，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever shivers, whosoever shakes, whosoever speaks, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Believe that, children.
是叫一切战战兢兢的、摇摆不定的、说方言的等等吗？不，是叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。你要相信，孩子们。
They try to make it so complicated, these things and them things, when it boils right down to one thing, your personal faith in God. That's it, that tells it.
他们竭力想把事情搞复杂化，这些事情那些事情，归根结底一句话，在于你个人对神的信心，就是了，就是这样。
For by faith, not by feeling, by faith, not by emotion, by faith, not by sensation, but by faith are you saved, and that by...Because you sought the Lord, because you're a good person, because God by grace foreknew you and ordained you to eternal life.
你得救，只靠信心，而不是靠感觉；只靠信心，而不是靠情绪；只靠信心，而不是靠感受。你得救只靠信心，而不是靠你自己。是因为你寻求神吗？是因为你是个好人吗？不，是因为神。借着恩典预先知道你，并预定了你得永生。
Jesus said, No man can come to me except my Father draws him. And all that comes to me, I'll give him eternal life. No man can pluck them from my hand. They're mine. They're forever saved. I got them. No man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. He's one given to me. They're love, gifts of mine. Amen.
耶稣说，若不是我父吸引人，没有人会到我这里来。凡到我这里来的，我要赐给他永生。没有人能从我手里将他们夺走，他们是属于我的，他们永远得救了。我已经得到了他们，也没有人能从我父手里将他们夺走，因为他是将他们赐给我的那一位，他们是我心爱的礼物。
All he foreknew, he called. He don't call anybody unless he foreknew him.All he called, he justified. All he justified, he glorified. So you see, we just a perfect rest.
并且凡是他预先知道的，他就呼召；除非是他预先知道的，否则他不会呼召任何人。凡他呼召的，他就叫他们称义；凡被他称义的，他就让他们得了荣耀。所以，你看，我们在完全的安息之中。
Now I know there's a lot of legalists here, 99% of you, but look.If you'll just take this and realize, and I'm not trying to say you something that you say, well, Brother Branham, I've always taught I had to do this and I had to do that.
我知道这有许多遵纪守法的人，99%都是。但请注意，如果你只接受这本圣经，你就会意识到我并没有传讲圣经之外的东西。你说啊，伯南汉弟兄，我总是在想，我应该这样做，我应该那样做。
There's such a difference in it, brother, in what you have to do and what you want to do. You are saved not because you had one thing to do with it. You're saved because that God saved you before the foundation of the world.
弟兄，你必须做什么，与你想要做什么，这两者是有很大区别的。你得救了，不是因为你做了某件事，你得救。是因为神在创始之前就已经拯救你了。
Listen, Listen here. The Bible said in the Revelation, I'm going to take you from first to the last now. The Bible said in Revelation that when the beast came, he deceived all upon the earth. The beast did.
注意听着，圣经在启示录里这样说。我要给你看圣经的创世纪到启示录是怎么说的。圣经在启示录里这样说，当那兽出现时，他要迷惑在地上的所有的人。这兽这样做了。
He deceived all upon the earth whose names were not written in the Lamb's book of life since the revival began. Does that sound right? Well, since the preacher preached that mighty sermon, since that man was healed, since the foundation of the world.
他要迷惑地上所有的，自创世以来，名字没有写在羔羊的生命册上的人，是自从复兴运动开始以来吗？这话听起来对吗？是从某一位传道人讲了那场了不起的道吗？是从那人得了医治以后吗？不是，自创世以来。
Where was Jesus slain at? At Calvary? No, sir. Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world.Behold the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world.
耶稣是在什么时候被杀的？是他在哥哥他的时候吗？不是的，先生。耶稣是在创世之前就被杀了。看哪，那在创世之前就被杀了的羔羊。
God in the beginning, when he saw the sin, he saw what was happening, he spoke the word, and Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world.
神从起初就看到了罪，他看见了要发生什么事，他说是那道，并让耶稣在创世之前就被杀。
And every person was saved according to the Bible when the Lamb was slain in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. You were included in salvation, damn.
Amen.
So what are you going to do about it?
根据圣经，在神的思想里，耶稣在创世之前就被杀。从那时，你们就在神的救恩里了。你们每个人都得救了。因此。你们现在该怎样对待这救恩呢？
It's God! Blessed be the name of the Lord! It's God that worketh! Not him that willeth or him that runneth, but God showeth mercy!
这一切都是神的作为，主的名是应当称颂的，在乎神所成就的，不在乎那定义的，不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎施怜悯的神。
If Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world, it had taken 4,000 years before it actually happened. But when God spoke it back here, every word of God is steadfast. It's immutable. It's impartable. It cannot fail.
如果耶稣是在创世之前就被杀了，那么这件事的实际发生却花了4000年的时间。但神一旦说出，他的每一句话都是可靠的。不可变更的，不可分割的，不会落空的。
And when God slayed the Son before the foundation of the world, He was just as much slain then as He was at Calvary. It's a finished product when God says so.
当神在创世之前宰杀耶稣的时候，就是跟几千年后在哥哥他宰杀他时的一样的情景。当神说某件的时候，那是一件已经完成了的事。
And remember.When the Lamb was slain, your salvation was included in the sacrifice because the Bible said that your name was written on the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world.
记住，当羔羊被杀的时候，在那个祭物里已经包括了你的救恩了，因为圣经说你的名字在创世之前就已经记载在羔羊的生命册上了。
What about that? Then what are we going to do?It's God that showeth mercy. It's God that called you. It's God that chose you in Christ before the foundation of the world.
这又怎么说？那么我们要做什么呢？这在乎显示怜悯的神， 是神呼召了你，是神在创世之前就在基督里拣选了你。
Jesus said, you never chose me, I chose you. And I knew you before the foundation of the world. There you are.
耶稣说，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。我在创世之前就认识了你。这就是了。
So see, that takes the scare out of you. Oh, I wonder if I can keep holding on, I'll make it. Bless God if I just keep holding on. It's not whether I hold on or not, it's whether he held on or not.Well, what he done, not what I done, it's what he did. It's under the redemption law.
因此，这就把你的惧怕除掉了。我不知道我能不能坚持得住。我会如愿以偿的赞美神。假如我能够一直坚持下去就好了。这不在于你是否坚持到底，而是在于神是否持守到底。关键在于神所做的。不是在乎你做什么，是在乎他所做的。这是不是在神的救赎律法之下？
This is a little thing I want to say before closing. What if an old mare gave birth to a little mule, and that little mule had both ears broke down, his cross-eyed, knock-kneed, bow-legged, and his tail stuck right straight up in the air? What a horrible-looking animal!
这是我在结束之前要讲的一件事。假如一头老母驴生下了一头小骡，那小骡的两只耳朵被毁坏了，它的眼睛是对眼，八只脚，腿是歪的，尾巴朝天翘的，那看上去是一个多么可怕的动物啊！
Why anybody that little mule could think, say, now wait a minute, when they come out from the house this morning, I'm telling you, I'll sure get knocked in the head because they never feed me. Look what a horrible looking thing I am. I haven't even got a chance.
任何人啊，如果那头小驴会想。他会说等一等，当他们今天早上从那屋里出来的时候，我要告诉你，我的头肯定被击伤了，他们从未喂食给我吃，瞧我看上多么可怕，我甚至连一个机会都没有。
Oh, that's right. You haven't got a chance. Well, I was born in this world, but look at here, what a horrible looking thing I am. So I'll never have a chance. I won't make it. I can't make it. See?
是的，没错，你没有机会。我生在这个世界，但我看上去多么恐怖啊！我根本没有机会，我不行了，我真的不行了，明白吗
？But what if his mammy is really instructed in the law? She say, "Son, that's right. You're all out of shape, and you're not even fit to eat the food off the earth. That's right. You're not fit. But son, somehow or another, you're my first."
如果小罗的妈妈真的是明白事理的话。他就会说，儿子，你说的没错，你整个变形了，你甚至不适合吃这个地球上的食物了。是的，你确实不适合，但是儿子，从某个角度讲，你毕竟是我头生的儿子。
And you know you're born under a birthright, and the priest will never see you, but for your name there's got to be an innocent lamb without a blemish has got to die in your place so you can live.
你知道吗，你是在长子继承权的条件之下被生下来的，而祭司们永远不会去看你的，但是有一位毫无瑕疵的无罪的羔羊已经代替你死了，以至于你可以活下去。
Well, that little mule could just kick up his heels and have a big time. Not make a difference what he is, because he'll never be seen by the judge, the priest. It's the lamb that the priest looks at, not the mule.The lamb.
这小骡子高兴地蹦跳起来，他自己是个什么样子无关紧要，因为那大法官大祭司看不到他，大祭司只看那位替他而死的羔羊，不看骡子，只看羔羊。
And it's Christ that God looks at, not you. It's Christ, so if there's no fault in him, how can there be fault? How can he find fault?When you're dead, your life is hidden in Christ through God, sealed by the Holy Ghost.
神只看基督，他不看你，只看基督。如果基督是毫无瑕疵的，怎么还有缺陷呢？如果你的老我已经死了，你的心身借着神的呼召藏在基督里，又被圣灵封上印了，神哪能从你身上找到任何毛病呢？
They that are born of God does not commit sin, for he cannot sin. How can he sin when a perfect sacrifice is laying in his place? God never looks at me, he looks at Christ, because we're in Christ.
从神而生的就不犯罪，因为他也不能犯罪。如果一个完美的祭物已经替他献上了，他怎么能犯罪呢？神不再看我的，他只看基督，因为我们是在基督里面。
Now, if I love Christ, I live with him. He never brought me in unless he knew. If God saved me today knowing he's going to lose me 6 weeks of a day, he's defeating his own purpose. Right.
如果我爱基督，我就会与他一起生活，除非他认识我，否则他不会让我进到他里面的。如果神今天拯救了我，又知道六个星期以后我会抛弃他，那他岂不是达不到他的目的了吗？是吗？
He don't even know the future then. If he saved me, knowing what he wants to save me for, and what he's going to lose me. God doesn't do things then take it back in 2 weeks to keep his promise. When he saves you, it's for time and eternity.
如果神拯救了我，并且知道我最终会抛弃他，那么他就是对将来毫无所知的了。如果他知道将来会失去我，他为什么要拯救我呢？神不是今天遵守自己的诺言，然后过了几个星期以后又把诺言收回来。他一旦拯救了你，他就一直持守，直到永恒。
Now you can be worked up and say, "Oh yes, bless God, hallelujah! I spoke a tongue, I shouted, I got her, hallelujah." That don't mean you got it.
你可以自己哄自己说，哦，对呀，赞美神，哈利路亚，我会说方言，我会喊叫，我得着了，哈利路亚。那并不意味着你得着了。
But brother, when something come down here and you anchor with Christ, then the fruits of the Spirit follow you. We bear a record, our spirit with his spirit, that we're sons and daughters of God. Please have that, friends. I keep you here all night talking about that. I love it. I love you.
但是弟兄，如果某种东西进入了你的心，你又将自己稳妥地锚定在耶稣基督里，那圣灵结的果子就会随着你。我们作证，我们的灵和神的灵一起作证，我们就是神的儿女了。请拥有这个吧，朋友。整个晚上我会留你们在这儿听我讲这一点，我爱这一点，我爱你们。
I come back to this little tabernacle time after time. If God shall spare my life, I want to see you rooted and grounded in that holy faith.
如果神还没有取走我的话，我就会一次又一次的回到这个小小的教堂。我要你们把基础建立并扎根在这神圣的信心之上。
I don't want to see you tossed about by every little wind of doctrine come by and shake and carry on and have a little blood in their hands or a little frost on their face or something other than seeing some kind of lights before them and some kind of selfish thing, as the Bible said, puffed up in his heart and seen nothing. That's right.
我不想看到你们因为哪来了点不同的教义就摇摆不定或动摇信心，或改变去信别的东西，比如手上有血，脸上有霜，或者看见了某种光在他们面前等等，这些都是私欲。正如经上所说，这等人拘泥在所见过的，随着自己的欲心，无故的自高自大。是的。
I want you to be solid on the word. If it's thus saith the Lord, stay with it. Live with it. That's the Urim Thummim of this day. God wants you to live by that. If it's not in the word, then forget about it. Live for God. Live for Christ.
我要你们在道上扎稳根基，如果他是主如此说，那就持守他，靠他而活，那就是今日的乌灵和土民。神要你以那为生，如果不属于神的道，就忘掉他，只为神而活，为基督而活。
And if your heart begins to stray around, you know there's something that's happened. Go back to the altar and say, Christ, renew the joy of my salvation. Give unto me that love that I once had. It's leaking out, Lord.
如果你的心开始飘泊不定，你就知道发生了某些事。你来到神的祭坛前，说：“基督啊，求你恢复我的救恩之乐，把从前我所拥有过的爱再赐给我吧，主啊，这爱正在泄露着。”
There's something I've done. Make me holy again. Stand, oh Lord, nothing I can do. I can't quit this and quit that. I'm looking to you to take it out of me, Lord. And I love you.
我做了什么事，主啊？是我重新圣洁起来吧，重新站起来，主啊！我自己什么也做不了，我放不下这个，我放不下那个，我只仰望你把这些东西从我里面除去，主啊！我爱你。
and walk away from that altar a new person in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Then you won't have to depend on your church, depend on your priest, depend on your pastor. You're depending on the shed blood of the Lord Jesus. By grace are you saved. Let us pray.
你离开祭坛的时候，已经是一个在基督耶稣里面的新人了。然后你就不用只依靠教会，只依靠你的祭司，只依靠你的牧师，你依靠的是主耶稣基督为你流出的宝血，靠主恩你得救。让我们祷告。
Lord, such strong teachings. It's time this little church could take meat and no more the milk of the word. We've been too much in the milk now, giving the baby his bottle, but we got to have strong meats for the day is getting close.
主啊，今天的教导太强烈了，但现在正是时候，这个小小的教会可以吃一些道的干粮，不再只喝牛奶了。我们给婴儿奶瓶，让他们喝的太多奶了，我们需要吃些干粮，因为那日子越来越近了。
Great perilous times are at hand, and more trouble laying in the road. We know that there'll never be better times.We know that we're at the end. Times will continue to get worse and worse until Jesus comes, according to the scriptures.
大而危险的日子近了，道路越来越崎岖。我们知道没有比这更好的时刻了。我们知道我们处在末世，根据圣经上说的，情况会越来越糟糕，直到耶稣的再来。
We cannot promise them nothing in this life.But in the life to come, we can promise an eternal life through thy word, if they'll believe on the Son of God and accept him as their propitiation, as the one who stood in their place, as the one who took their sins. Grant it now.
在今生，我们无法向会众承诺什么，但如果他们信靠神的儿子，接受他为他们个人的挽回祭，相信他取代他们的位置，担当了他们的罪，那么我们可以向他们承诺，来世一定会有永生。神呐，请应允这一些。
May unbelievers become believers. May church professors here tonight who's professed religion and just living in the church, may they receive an experience with God.
愿不信者成为信徒。今晚在这里的教会的声称者，他们一直声称宗教的信仰，也生活在教会里。愿他们体会到与神同在的经历。
That such love comes into their heart, that they weep for their sins, die out to themselves, and are born anew by the Holy Spirit, and being meek and kind and loving and full of joy and blessings, living such a life till they're so salty that they make the people that's around them thirst to be like them. Grant it, Lord, for we ask it in His name.
使那真正的爱进入他们心中。让他们为罪哭泣，向自己的老我死去，并在圣灵里得到新生命。愿他们成为温柔、良善、可爱、充满了喜乐和蒙福的人。愿他们过一种丰盛的生活，向周围的人都渴望像他们一样生活。主啊，应允这些吧。我们奉耶稣的圣名祈求。
I wonder tonight if there would be one here and say, Brother Branham, if I was weighed in the balance of God at that time, I would never, never, never be able to meet that qualification you're speaking of tonight.
让我们都低着头。我不知道今晚在这里会不会有人说，伯纳罕弟兄，如果在这之前，神把我放在天平里，显出我的亏欠，我就永远达不到你今晚所讲的这些合格的标准了。
I want you to remember me in prayer that I will change my ways and God will come in and take this nonsense out of me and make me a real Christian. Would you raise your hand for prayer if you would?
我想要你在祷告里纪念我，让我改变自己，好让神进到我里面，将我那些乌七八糟的东西拿走，使我成为一个真正的基督徒。如果你要我为你祷告的话，请举起你们的手。
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. In the back, God bless you, God bless you, sir, God bless you, brother, God bless you, sister.
神祝福你， 神祝福你啊，坐在后面举手的，神祝福你，神祝福你先生，还有那个大个子弟兄，神祝福你，那位姐妹，神祝福你。
Holy, 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 Lord God above, heaven and earth are full of thee, heaven and earth are praising thee,
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，全能的主神，天地宇宙万物都有你，天地万物都在颂扬你，哦，至高的耶和华。
As you're thinking now, praying, as you feel convinced that you've been wrong and you want to be right, would you just raise your hand saying, God, make me what I ought to be?
圣哉。当你们在思考、在祷告时，如果你们内心真感觉到自己以前错了，你想改正过来，请举起你的手，说：“神呐，使我成为应该成为的样子。”
God bless you, little lady. God make me what I ought to be. God bless you, brother, sister, you over here. Day is dying.I know it's hard, friends, but it's better know truth now. I quietly pray.
那位女士，神祝福你。神呐，使我成为应该成为的样子。弟兄、姐妹，还有你，你这边呢，还有你，神祝福你们。日子在消失，朋友们，我知道世道艰难，但最好是现在就明白真理。现在。就静静的祷告。圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神。
He's holy alone.
只有他是圣洁的。充满了你，天地都在称颂你啊，至高的耶和华。
Heavenly Father, as the sun sets in the evening, the robins gather in the trees with their loved ones. The birds all go to their nest. The doves fly up on the wires high so the snakes won't bother them through the night. They sit there and coo to each other till they go to sleep. The sun finally sets.
我们在天上的父，当日落后的傍晚时分，知更鸟和自己所爱的都聚集在树上，鸟儿们都知道要归巢，鸽子往高处飞，落在电线上，这样蛇在夜里就骚扰伤害不到它们，它们栖息在那里，咕咕地互相叫着，直到睡着，太阳终于下山了。
Someday we're coming down to that hour. The sun sets go to happen.I don't know when, Lord, but there's people here tonight who's convinced that they've been wrong. They want to come to that place.
有一天我们会面对那个时刻，太阳会下山。主啊，我不知道它什么时候来临，但今天晚上这有些人，他们已确信过去自己错了，他们要来到那个地方。
Like Lincoln come to it.As he was dying, they had turned my face towards the setting sun. And he started, Our Father who art in heaven. As Moody of old said, Is this death? This is my coronation day.
Amen.
正如林肯在临死的时候那样说，将我的脸朝着日落的方向。然后他开始说道，我们在天上的父，正如年迈的穆迪所说的，这是死亡吗？这是我接受加冕礼的日子啊。
O eternal one, receive them just now by faith as they sit there in their seats. You knocked at their heart at the seat, that's their altar. This is the time for you to receive them just now. You said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
啊，永在的神，现在就接纳他们。当他们此时凭着信心坐在他们的座位上的时候，你敲击了他们的心，那就是他们的圣坛。现在就是你接纳他们的时候了。你说过，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
Someday when sun is setting, wife or husband is standing by the bed, the doctor's walked away. Oh, holy, holy, that beautiful sweet hush just before the sun sets. When we could raise up and say, sunset and evening star, and one clear call for me, may there be no moaning at the bar when I put out the sea.
当有一天太阳落下去时，妻子或丈夫站在床边，医生走开了，圣哉，圣哉，那美丽甜蜜的宁静就在落日的前面。我们能起来说落日和晚星呢？有人清晰地呼召我，当我被运往海边时，请不要扶着灵柩哭泣。
Oh, God grant it to them this hour while they wait, waiting for the blessing of God to come upon them. Take all of the temper, all of the world away from them and create in them a new heart.
神呐，此刻就应允他们吧，他们在等待，等待神的福分临到他们。求你拿走他们的一切脾气，一切属实的东西，在他们心里造一颗新心。
You said, I'll take the old heart away and put in a heart of flesh, and I'll put my spirit in that heart. And they shall walk in my statutes and keep my commandments, because it's an ordinance of love and not of duty. It's of love, and love constrains us to do it.
你说过，我要拿走他们的实心，给他们安放一颗肉心。我要将我的灵放在他们心里，他们将遵守我的法规，谨守我的诫命，因为这是爱的规条，不是一种责任，它出自爱，是爱驱使我们这样做。
It's a duty of love to constrain us. It's our duty to follow love. And I pray, God, that you'll give it to every heart that raised their hand tonight.
是爱的义务束缚着我们，我们的义务就是跟随着爱。神呐，我向你祷告，求你将这爱放在每一个举手的人的心里。
Those who did not raise their hand, may they now by grace raise their hands to accept you and to be filled with your spirit in this meek, sweet, quiet, humble way. Be full of grace. Go out of here as a changed person. How the birds will sing different, how everybody will be different after this hour. Oh, Lord, most
那些没有举手的人们，愿他们也因着神的恩典举起手来接受你，让他们充满了由你而来的那种温柔、甜美、谦卑的灵，并充满了美德，使他们从这出去的时候成为新的人。哦，至高的主啊，这时辰一过，那些鸟儿们要唱着多么不同的歌啊！每个人将会成为多么不同的人呢？
Holy, 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 Lord God, Father, heaven and earth are full of
甚哉甚哉甚哉，地上的主神，天和地都被你充满，天和地都将你称颂，至高的耶和华。
You now with your heads bowed, you who raise your hands to be remembered in prayer, do you feel like it? God has spoke to you in such a way now? Not by emotion, but just something way down in you. You feel like it? God has given you eternal life. You feel like you're going out of the church tonight as a different person. Would you raise your hands back tonight?
你们现在低着头，你们中间有举起手要求在祷告中被纪念的人，是不是感觉到好像神在跟你说话？不是凭着冲动，而是凭着在你里面的某种东西。你感觉到好像神已将永生赐给你了吗？你感觉到今晚你离开这间教会的时候，你将是一个不同的人吗？你今晚要再次举手吗？
God bless you, son. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. God bless you. That's right. I'll go from this church tonight a new person, newborn babes in the kingdom of God.
神祝福你，儿子。神祝福你，弟兄。神祝福你，姐妹。神祝福你们。好了，我今晚出去的时候是一个新人，神国里新生的婴儿。
What happened? I know it's an order of coming to the altar. That's a Methodist altar. A Methodist order, I mean. It was established in the Methodist church in the days of John Wesley. It never was in the Bible days. As many as believed was added to the church.
发生什么了？我知道来到这圣坛是一种习惯，那是卫理公会的做法。那是在约翰卫斯理的时代在卫理公会确立的，在圣经时代从没有这命令。圣经说的是主将得救的人天天加给他们。
You can believe wherever you are, out in the field, out on the street, anywhere. Anywhere, it doesn't make any difference. Just so as you accept Christ as your personal Savior, it's an act of the Holy Ghost that comes into your heart. When you believe Him accepting, you pass from death into life and you become new creatures in Christ Jesus.
你可以在你所在的任何地方相信神，在田野里，在街道上，在任何地方，任何地方毫无区别。只要你接受耶稣为你个人的救主，这是进入你心中的圣灵的作为。当你信靠他的时候，你就接受他，你就越过死亡进入生命，在耶稣基督里你就成了新造的人。
Pass me not, O gentle
Savior. 别忘记我，慈爱救主。
Now stand to your feet.
现在，请起立。
My humble cry, why on earth thou art calling a dear.
请听我祷告。当你正向别人呼召，莫把我漏掉。
Now I want the young man and the lady which I perceive to be his wife. It raised up your hand. I want you to raise your hand again back there. Some with the red coat on and the lady that they accepted Christ as their personal Savior.
现在我想要那位青年和那位女士，我感觉到她是他的妻子，请举起你们的手。我要坐在后面的那位穿着红外套的儿子，请你再举起手来。还有那位女士，他们已经接受基督为他们个人的救主。
The young man sitting here in a wheelchair accepted Christ as his Savior, felt that God had saved him. And others back in there that raise your hands, raise them again so that people can look around, have fellowship with you.
坐在轮椅的那位青年接受了基督为他个人的救主，他感觉到神已经拯救了他。还有坐在那边的举起了手的一些人，请再举一次，这样其他人就可以看清楚，以便和你们交通。
Shake your hand, somebody around standing near him. Say, God bless you. Welcome into the kingdom of God, my brother, my sister. Fellowship. That's what we want. God bless.
站在他们周围的人，请过去和他们握手，说：“神祝福你，欢迎你们来到神的国度，弟兄姐妹。” 交通团契，这是我们需要的。神祝福你。
Shake hands with this young man here in the chair. The Lord be with him. That's right. We welcome you into the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. If you have never been baptized as yet and would desire to be baptized, make your way up and tell the pastor about it. The pool here has even got water in it tonight if you want to be baptized. Everything's ready.
请和这位坐在轮椅里的青年人握手。主必与他同在。是的，我们欢迎你进入到圣灵的团契之中。如果你还未曾受洗，而你又有愿望想要受洗，请到这边告诉牧师。如果你想受洗，今晚施洗池的水都准备好了，一切就绪。
Did you have a baptism anyhow? But the pool is ready. If anybody want to be baptized, the Bible said, repent every one of you. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.For the promises to you and your children, them as far off as many as the Lord our God shall call.
你们受过洗了没有？有吗？这里池子的水已经准备好了。如果有人想要受洗的话，圣经说你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人。就是主我们神所招来的。
Do you love him? Raise your hands. Oh, isn't he wonderful? How you enjoy this book of Hebrews? You love it? Yeah, wonderful.
你们爱他吗？请举起你们的手啊！他奇妙吗？你们喜欢这本希伯来书吗？你们爱他吗？啊，太好了。
That's correction. Oh, it's stern and it's straight. But we love that. That's why we want to have it.Wouldn't have it no other way.
它是纠正的书，是严厉的，直言不讳的，但我们爱它，这就是我们接受它的方式。除此以外，别无其他的方式。
Now, do you believe Paul's got an authority to preach it like that? Paul said, if an angel come and preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. Is that right? So we love him with all of our heart.
你相信保罗有权那样传道吗？保罗说过，无论是我们是天上来的使者所传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被诅咒，对吗？所以我们全心的爱他。
Now I'm going to ask the pastor to come here just a moment. Our most precious brother, Brother Neville, and you'll have a word to tell you. And now if the Lord willing, we'll see you Wednesday night and make arrangements about going to Brother Graham Snelling's for a congregational night.And then for the preaching here to continue on with the 7th and 8th chapter this coming Wednesday night.
Amen.
现在我要牧师到这来一会，也就是我们最宝贵的弟兄内维尔牧师，他要给你们讲几句话。如果主愿意，我们将在星期三晚上再见面，并为到格里汉斯奈林弟兄那里的聚会做准备。星期三晚上我们将继续讲第七章和第八章。内外弟兄请。